The views expressed on PFW in Progress are not those of the New England Patriots, its affiliates, or any of its partners. Content may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
Who's got the wiener schnitzel? Let's see, next we got roast beef au jus. Who's got the roast beef au jus? Last but not least, foot long. Who's got the foot long?
PFW in Progress.
Okay, gang, you know the rules. No humping, no pushing, no sniffing hindies.
With Fred Kirsch.
Wool. Host? Annual?
Host?
Host?
Annual?
An annual meeting of...
The big one. International Preservation Society tomorrow night.
Paul Perillo.
Hey, I guess they're right. Senior citizens, although slow and dangerous behind the wheel, can still serve a purpose.
Don't you go dying on me!
And Andy. And Andy?
Nice set of Hooters you got there.
I beg your pardon?
The owls, they're beautiful.
Andy Hart.
They must have been following us for weeks.
What do you say?
How the hell do they know that I got gas?
Eric Scalavino.
I can't feel my fingers anymore. They're numb.
Maybe you should wear these extra gloves. My hands are starting to get sweaty.
Extra gloves? You've had this pair of extra gloves this whole time?
Yeah, we're in the Rockies.
For now, anyway.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah! PFW in Progress.
You fellas been doing a bit of boozing, have you? Sucking back on Grandpa's old cough medicine?
Part of the Patriots Football Network.
Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Fellas, I think we could listen to the radio or something.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. It is Thursday here at Gillette Stadium, one day closer to the big showdown. Sunday, Peyton Manning versus Tom Brady, Bill Belichick versus Peyton Manning versus the weather. Oh, my God, there's so many matchups.
We do have an alteration on the last item you mentioned. It appears to be precipitation, not likely to be an issue. Wind could be an issue, high 20s, yes. Low 30s, and gusts.
Looking like Saturday could be the precipitation day.
So mentally, you might get, when he lands, to see something might help you with Manning pooping himself.
Well, unless they're landing on Friday. I don't know when they're planning to arrive.
Man, he'll get it either way. If he goes out for a coffee on Saturday morning and slips on the sidewalk.
I really don't think the weather on a game on a day that the game's not being played, I really don't think it's going to have much of an impact.
No, he's a psycho. It's in his head.
Right. Where are they staying? Do we know? Is it Providence or Boston?
No, whoa.
We don't generally announce that.
The Colts. I mean, the Broncos.
I know.
Yeah, we don't normally give that away.
Well, first of all, I have no idea where they're staying.
Why
so wouldn't
we?
Because it's utterly unprofessional.
What do you mean it's unprofessional?
And I know unprofessional.
If they're staying in Providence, what's the big deal?
Well, okay.
Oh, yeah. Not exactly where they're staying. Okay. Yeah. But which city you mean.
Yeah.
Because then if somebody does something stupid,
normally
I just want to ice the runway when they land so they skid all over the place.
You don't know. You don't want to
even
like
more.
He doesn't root for injuries, but he roots for major disasters that could kill hundreds of people.
I was just thinking, you pull a fire alarm at like 2 a.m.
Right.
Like everybody else.
I'm just rooting for mental trauma at this point.
Oh, so everybody will survive. It'll just bounce around for a while.
Just like, oh, it's cold here, lice.
No. It's not just cold
lice?
Here. If the plane slides off the runway.
Oh, I thought you said lice.
Ice.
Yeah. I was envisioning like that rocket in Virginia.
Oh my God.
Did you see some of the people interviewed on that, by the way?
No.
The rocket, like people that were involved with it, and they were like, they put all the work, all that. There must be an incredible amount of time that goes into that stuff. And then to see it, 6 seconds, I think it was.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
I guess I feel like there's like an Eric sex life joke here.
After he just asks me not to reveal certain things,
right,
he just goes and says anything he wants.
Well,
some of us have
got what they deserved, by the way. Isn't the report that they use like a 45-year-old Russian power plant or whatever?
I don't know. I'm not up on this.
I'm sorry, but if it's 45 years old and from Russia, I have my doubts about how good
it was. Unmanned?
Unmanned.
Yeah. It wouldn't be a much bigger
tragedy.
Deal.
Yeah,
it was just supplies.
Supplies for the space station.
Which, you know,
which
we say
they're
just
waiting.
Supplies.
I know, just.
They're
just
up there waiting for this.
Right.
It's like, that
was the ice cream shipment.
Right. All right, webradio at patriots.com.
The
worst email
was the
address 508-298-0398. It's the Ace Ticket Hotline, 855-PATS-500. So what do you want to talk about today?
Well, I tweeted out earlier the tease that we'll find out who you're picking because I am legitimately intrigued by that topic. Only and I know we'll get to that today. late in the show.
We got to hurry. We got picks today.
But, I mean, you have admitted that this week, the Broncos are the better team.
The Broncos are the better team.
And they're the better team in all phases of the game.
I don't know about special teams.
Okay, right, special teams.
I'll definitely give the Patriots the edge in special teams.
I would, too. And does it matter, Paul?
Freddie, I have a question for you.
Because unlike most teams, they don't have an automatic kicker.
Right.
They have a rookie who's got a groin issue. He's on the injury report.
Unfortunately, they have an automatic offense.
Extra points would probably be automatic.
Were you anticipating or excited about Alan Branch playing this week?
No.
You weren't?
No.
Not even with 2 weeks of practice?
Was that before or after you knew that he wasn't at practice today?
I think we said it yesterday. We didn't expect him to play. Because people asked, do you think Branch will play?
Okay. I didn't know if that was before or after you.
But you have some news.
That found out that he wasn't at practice
today. He is not at practice today.
Or was not out there during the media viewing portion.
Which generally means he didn't practice.
So the Alan Branch era was very short.
Yeah. Or long, depending on how you want to look at it.
Right. I would say it's surprisingly long for a guy who's been on the team for one day and has yet to practice.
Well, he did practice yesterday.
Yeah.
So we'll find out when the report comes out later what the issue was.
By the way, he's more of a career disappointment than I even knew. Like, I knew he was a career disappointment. He was a second-round pick who didn't start until his fourth year in the NFL. Like,
wow.
Wow. How do you do that?
I know second-round picks who never
achieved. Ask Terrence Wheatley.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
What?
Chad Jackson.
Chad Jackson started and made some plays.
He did.
People like to poo-poo everything he ever did. Remember the Jets game?
He just flushed out of the league immediately. Right. But he was relevant in his first game.
Alan Branch certainly reeks of, statistically, if you just look at it, the guy that was starting to see the end of the contracts and started playing and started starting and maybe realized.
Really?
If you look at it, because then all of a sudden he's played like 90 games and he started like 50 of them. But he didn't start any of them in the first half of his career.
I did think there was a chance that you might have seen him, and I think I mentioned this yesterday. I don't know if I did or not. But
you get your gigs confused?
Well, the whole situation, they're probably going to go with extra defensive backs, and they have a lighter front, lighter box, because they're trying to stop the run with fewer people. And I thought that maybe a bigger guy like him with Vince might help you, but if he's not physically up to it, then...
He can't be.
He hasn't done anything all year.
Whatever happened for a week and then a day.
If he practiced, I didn't expect him to.
No, I didn't really either.
In the game, but.
No, I did. I didn't expect him to be either, but I thought that maybe they might look at it as it's an opportunity to get a guy of size without having to add an extra body to the front.
You know, Ayers came in and played his first week, and he made a play.
But he had been on Ayers a team and playing. Good point.
The last time we saw Branch on an active roster, he was throwing up out the door his car.
No, that's a good point.
While driving. Still don't know how he's active, by the way.
But we've seen...
Good job, Goodell. I really have no idea how he's active.
Well, I don't have any comments in that area. I do want to congratulate Paul, though. He did a phenomenal job last night with the MVP presentation for the World Series.
See now. I didn't stay up to watch that, but I heard it was a Rob Ford type guy.
What did I do?
It was a guy like you on All Access. I don't know if he ran to the podium, but he...
And then he said stuff like...
It has all the technology and stuff.
Yeah. That's how I speak?
Well, he's a little overweight and balding. But he even had notes. Like, he kept reaching in his pocket, and he would look down, and it was just awkward television. Yeah. You know, for once, Aaron Andrews was not even close to the awkward television. It was this guy from Chevy, and apparently he's not really a bigwig. He's kind of a...
No, he was like the division zone manager.
Yeah, like middle management.
I didn't hear it, but I heard people on the radio this morning comparing it to the Chris Farley skit.
Right, yes. You know? Yeah, that's probably accurate.
It was funny.
And that's why I compared it to you.
All right, so...
Yeah, although Bud Selig was no
now
better.
Now I have a million things going on in my head that I want to rocket back
easy
at you.
And then Bud Selig was like, did you see him when the wind was blowing and like his comb over and he did like this big reach down his forehead and pulled all the hair? The whole thing was awkward.
Yeah. What a great finish to that game last night, by the way.
Boy, I really thought Kansas City might have something going when they got that guy.
Aaron Salkin is looking for you.
So. Me?
Yeah, he wants to know, should they have sent the guy?
It's funny because that's obviously what they're talking about on ESPN right now. And They just showed it a million times. Based on the way he ran, he would have been dead at the plate.
Yeah, he looked like
He should have. I think the third base coach didn't do a good enough job of having some urgency to the way he was running. As Gordon was going from second to third, he was sort of downshifting. First of all, I don't blame Gordon. He hit a line drive over shortstop. They're going to show it again right now. This is a single that the center fielder absolutely plays into almost an in-the-park home run. And now the left fielder bobbles the ball, and he's sort of slowing down
right here.
He would have been dead at the plate had there been a good throw. Now, here's the thing. He's pretty far out into the outfield when Crawford makes the cutoff here. He also short hops the cutoff throw. If the third base coach is urgently waving him right here to come around the corner, you got a shot. The way it all unfolded, he had no alternative but to hold him up.
I think he would have had a shot if he had run full speed.
Yeah, I think if someone like Pedroia was running on this, who runs like his pants are on fire all the time, not necessarily a fast guy.
Right.
A fast guy would have scored on this.
Right.
But I'm talking about a guy of average speed who runs really hard.
Now, 3-3, do you send him no matter what?
Huh. I think it would have been a little bit more urgency to send him there, losing, the desperation. My thought was there was no way they were getting another hit off of that. The guy was unbelievable.
Right.
Bumgardner was just
And then the next guy pops out, right, to third, foul.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen anyone shoot more snot rockets during a game, though, than Bumgardner?
I was big on the on-the-mound snot rocket.
Unbelievable. He has no humility or shame whatever.
But I wouldn't either.
He gets up there and lets him fly.
I assume you weren't watching, Fred.
He's executed.
I watched the last two innings.
Did you hear how many times they were speculating as to how long they would go with Bumgarner? I'm like, until his arm falls off his shoulder.
Right. What do you
want? I am not taking him out of this game until he gives up like four hits in a row.
Yeah.
There's no way am I putting anybody else in this game with a one-run lead.
Right.
I mean, he was dominant.
Welcome to World Series in Progress.
We also should say it's a sad day in Boston.
Yep. Mayor Menino died, I guess, this morning.
I've been focused on the Broncos.
71 years old.
I emailed that out.
So the longest tenured mayor in Boston history.
Is that true?
Yeah.
So what are they going to name after him, or have they already?
I don't think there's anything major named
after him. So there's got to be something. I mean, the longest running mayor in your city that died, I mean, it's going
to
get
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things that have already been named. You'd have
change it. It's
Ted,
like Fred
Ted Williams Tunnel, you want to change
it's
that?
It's like Fred wants to unretire the Patriots jerseys.
Well, the numbers, yeah.
All of them?
I know.
I want to start from scratch, yeah.
All of them?
Yeah.
56?
All of them.
You tell them.
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh, 56 and 73, you're going to get right back in. But I want to...
Then why take them out in the first
place? I want to start from ground zero.
Have a new ceremony?
Yeah, and start and go build back up, So...
But that's a different topic for an off-season. Yeah. We're in the greatest game week of the season. You ready?
Yeah. I want to know... Tell me what hasn't been covered yet. Tell me...
Wes Welker.
Dig deep into your Patriots Broncos vault of information and tell me what hasn't been given enough coverage yet so far this week.
DeMarcus Ware?
DeMarcus Ware, we haven't talked enough about.
No, I think we have, though. I mean, we've definitely
approached it. That we haven't talked a lot about?
No, but what hasn't been given enough?
Danny Amendola is a kick returner.
Okay.
And you got a young kicker
punt returner,
but you got a young kicker who maybe poops himself, has a bad kick or something.
Bad
Amendola
groin.
Gets a chance to return it,
it's
and
on the
boom.
Injury
well, as
How many
we
times
saw
you see the
week?
Kicker on the injury report?
Yeah not often.
That, but as
it
we
does
saw
happen,
last
but not
week,
often.
When they were kicking away from the lighthouse, those kicks were going to the 5-yard line. They weren't even getting close to the end zone. So if there is similar wind. We're
so wind, a young kicker, and a kick returner who I think we finally have a little bit of intrigue about, that maybe he could do something where we haven't had a lot of that with Patrick Chung and these guys.
Jonas Gray blocking, which is going to spring that
That's
return.
On punts. I'm not sure. Is Jonas
Gray
on the kick return team?
Probably will be.
Let's dig deeper. I'm sure he will be. Well, I'll just go with it.
I would put him up there.
You would put him, he'd have 45 carries if you were the coach.
You're damn right.
I talked to him a little bit about that yesterday. I'm going to write
John
it for
Fox
PFW.
John Fox would be excited about that.
Yes. Grew up in Michigan, and I asked him, because going down the stretch here, bad weather is going to become a thing. And he said in high school there was a game, they went to a playoff game to northern Michigan. He didn't remember where.
The Upper Peninsula?
He didn't say that, but
UP.
Maybe. What do they call those peoples? There's a name for those
peoples.
That liver up there from up there. Sorry.
That liver up there?
I blame you because you sidetracked me. You said the Upper Peninsula and you gave me the idea. What do they call those people?
I wanted to know if that's what you were talking about.
I don't know. He said Northern Michigan.
I was actually asking a legit question.
Me too. I know there's a name for those people that live in that area. But anyway, and he remembers he was dominant. No, he said no one wanted to tackle me. It hurts more in that kind of cold, and I had like 300 yards, and he said it was awesome. And I said, maybe a couple of those coming. I hope so. But and he was talking about the 19-yard run that he's like, you know, that's just easy. When they block like that, it's – I said, yeah, now you know how DeMarco Murray feels every week. And he laughed at that. Yeah, I like him, though.
What's going on? I'm
getting, are you hearing fuzz?
Static. Is that you? Paul, it's usually you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Good job.
Oh,
you fixed it.
All right. Thanks. That was starting to annoy me. So you had, was it just you and Jonas? Or?
Yes. And he was getting, his locker has been moved.
Jonas.
He's now in what was formerly preseason Jimmy Garoppolo's locker, was then empty. It's on the wall of the weight room. There's only four lockers there, and it was the three specialists and an empty. Now it's just three specialists in gray, and they were heckling as I talked to him. Jonas, we talked about this. You're ruining the neighborhood. Don't bring people into our neighborhood. And they were heckling him. And it was funny.
Oh, good.
And then I did Sebastian Vollmer for 7:30 tonight, Comcast Sportsnet, our one-on-one for Patriots Football Weekly TV.
All right.
You may hear me make an ass of myself.
But did you get into the whole Von Miller thing?
Off camera. Oh. He kind of laughed that off. But no, I had some other joking with him, and it was good. It was a nice little interview with we talked about that matchup this week, and you know, a big, powerful Sebastian Vollmer, a little bit more of a speed-based guy. You don't always get that on that side. Yeah. You don't always get the elite pass rusher on that side.
It was Vollmer. Back when Manning was with the Colts, and Vollmer had a fill-in at left tackle, shut down Dwight Freeney.
Yes, he did. That's a good point.
You know? So, he did a good job that
day. Seems like a long time.
Perillo just pulled an Andy.
In Indianapolis? You don't remember that game? No.
Yeah, when he
I didn't say it didn't happen. No, I don't.
His rookie year, he was actually.
What year was his rookie year? 09.
His first year.
Yeah, 09.
So that was a 35-34 loss for the Patriots.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Remember the game, but he remembers the score.
I don't remember Vollmer in that game, but they
Vollmer had
35
a great game
points.
Against Dwight Freeney. Yeah, and it was talked about quite a bit that ensuing week.
So, but you know that was on the left side.
But
so,
we'll let's get back to your original point. Because I do find it a bit fascinating. Do you think a wild card will win this game, or the expected stars will win this game? Patriots, it's Brady, it's Gronk, it's Belichick. You know, give him that whatever
that
is.
Whole ex, you know.
It's Manning, it's Thomas, it's maybe Ware. And I mean, I know it's lame and it's obvious. I think the stars are going to win this game somehow, or lose this game. I guess
I think Gronkowski, as I said many times yesterday, I think Demaryius Thomas on the other side. Another thing to throw in, you asked for stuff that we hadn't talked about. Well, we couldn't have talked about it because we didn't know about it until yesterday. Ronnie Hillman got hurt in practice for Denver. So that's two running backs now that are injured for the Broncos. Just might be something to keep in mind based on what they did last year.
I think it is.
With the running game.
Now we go lighter than we were going to go.
You know, with the running game that they allowed last year, you know, might even be a more sound philosophy this time around.
I'm all in on that, by the way. Like, if Bill comes out and it's matchup man base and like these, I'm just going to be like, he really does see things differently than I do.
It's all about the base?
No treble.
Defense?
Just a quick aside. This is ridiculous. I'm on board now with everybody who says ESPN and LeBron, and they're live in Cleveland, in some like square in Cleveland. Like, really? It's not the only game in town.
No.
He's not the only player in the NBA.
He's the king. Dan of Virginia says the term for the Upper Peninsula people are youpers.
I knew it was something
youpers.
Funny.
Youpers.
Yep.
Thank you, Dan.
Youpers. Y-O-O-P-E-R-S. I don't know why.
They're from the Upper
Peninsula.
U-P.
U-P.
The Upper Peninsula.
You say it differently.
Youper.
Upper, youper.
You're not getting it, are you?
But why? Why?
Because that's really how you would say something that's you.
Like right. You people, you, Y-O-U, but it's
you
actually...
You mean by you people.
You said it. You said you peoples.
Those that live in the Upper Peninsula, those people.
Yeah.
He ruins everything, or makes it better. It's hard to know exactly. Yeah,
in this particular case, I think he made it better.
Oh, Lord.
All right, so we solved that.
We even had a phone call.
Yeah, five people just dropped off.
He called in to explain it. A guy from the Upper Peninsula, when Fred ruined it, he just hung up.
No, but Fred loves it. He loves that we brought up Youpers, and we had a Youper expert from Youper Peninsula.
Right. Although anyone can look that up on Wikipedia, but still, it's nice.
Yeah, and he was from Michigan, though, wasn't
we
he?
Have a whole
he was a Youper.
We have a whole research team.
Sounds Swedish. Youper. What did you just call me? A Youper? Eric's big in Sweden.
Anything else? Yeah.
I did something.
Can any Swedish feedback?
TV? Zero.
Nobody sent you, like, meatballs or anything?
Negative.
Jamie
furniture
Collins,
you have to put together?
Not a thing.
Jamie no blondies?
Was this the first week that Jamie Collins was off completely the injury list? I noticed he was off this week. So no more thigh injury.
So does that mean the excuses are gone?
I'm just, you know, you can read into it what you want, but I'm just saying he's off the injury report.
To be honest with you, I don't know. You might be right.
I think it is. I'm pretty sure it is.
Well, I know he's
I haven't really thought about
I know. Yeah. I think it is the first week.
Yeah.
I think he's been on it since he missed that game.
Right.
Whatever. What is that, two?
He missed the Minnesota game.
So two through seven. Yeah. Now he's off it.
Now he's off.
So the excuse is gone.
Right.
I don't want to hear he can't do this, he can't do that, his leg hurts, he's hurt, blah, blah, blah. It's gone.
Okay.
And now I didn't use the excuse or believe the excuse anyway, but now it's just totally gone. Off the radar.
Okay.
Forget about it, Moose.
All right. Nobody knows who you're talking.
He's arguing.
He's
with
our
a
Comcast
lot of,
cameraman.
Arguing with a lot of. People
I learned it from watching you.
You're arguing with a lot of people at the same time.
All these voices in his head.
Voices in the head.
There's a lot of room for voices in there.
It's a big head joke.
A lot of arguing today. For
you. All right, let's. It sounds like you guys have come to a.
I might have some issues that are pushing me to be more argumentative.
Let's get to the calls and emails. The Ace Ticket Hotline. Let's go first to Drew in Connecticut. Hey, Drew.
Hey, guys, just a few questions. First is, I don't know, has Jack Del Rio always run the same kind of defense dating back to even Jacksonville?
I don't know exactly what the difference is. They've always been a Tampa 2 scheme.
Right.
But I don't know for sure if that's what Denver is doing on a consistent basis now.
I think it is similar. I mean, I don't know. I know. I hope. What you're alluding to is the fact that Brady had so many bitch slappings of Del Rio.
Of Jacksonville,
yes.
Yeah, of Del Rio in Jacksonville, yes. Well, remember that playoff game when he was like 26 of 28 or something goddamn ridiculous?
Now, certainly didn't have that success in the playoffs last year.
No.
But I don't know. It seems to me that Tlaib.
Because he's not as good, Paul.
Watching Tlaib a little bit, I haven't seen a lot of, you know, I've seen him match up. You know, that Thursday night game, Freddie, he was covering some guys. You know, man coverage. I don't. You know, maybe they are just a simple Tampa 2 scheme.
Bill
still.
Said primarily they have been left and right for Harris and Tlaib and the other guys on the inside.
Bradley Roby.
Yes, Roby. So he said they have been primarily a side team and not as much matchup. But if you've watched,
I mean playing man as opposed to playing just that soft shell.
No, I think they've done both. But they haven't moved around much. Is the way Bill put it and. I think Tlaib has been phenomenal. From the parts I've seen, he had that one hiccup. Who bitch-slapped him?
Seattle
bitch-slapped
39
him.
39-yard touchdown down the sideline. Bad play.
Other than that, when I've seen him, he's been tackling. He's been physical. He's been making that play down the middle of the field last week where it was perfectly timed, just batted away. He has looked good. He has looked swagalicious or whatever you want to say to it, and I like it. Well, I also think it's intriguing. You bring a guy like T.J. Warden, who's a young physical safety, and you kind of pair him with an aging, cocky cornerback. I think that could be good for T.J. Ward.
Yeah. They put together a good squad there.
Do you guys think that he kind of is like a Dick LeBeau and just goes with his scheme and does what he does, and that could be
There's no way I want to compare Del Rio to
No. He's
Dick
saying
LeBeau.
He's saying he's not game a game plan guy. Or will he change based on the Patriots?
Yeah, I don't think he will. I don't think he's as much a. I do think he's a little bit more.
I think
of
he's more of a system.
Do what he do.
Type. Yeah.
But a lot of those Tampa 2 guys are sort of do what they do.
See, what you don't know, what I don't know as much from, you don't watch teams play all the time. You don't know if he's changed in the last couple of years with John Fox. Because to me, that would be more of a John Fox thing. Like, yeah, you can be, listen, you can be your Tampa 2 can be your base, but we're not just going to sit in the same thing all the time. Whereas when he was a head coach in Jacksonville, I think he sat in his thing all the time, you know, whatever he wanted to do.
It's hot tub.
So I agree with Andy. I think he's more of a kind of system guy as opposed to a game plan guy, but we'll see.
Yep. All right, Drew, thanks for the call. Let's go to Eddie in Maryland. Hey, Eddie.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Eddie?
Not much. Hey, I just had a couple things to talk to you guys about. One is Jamie Collins. So I had a question about him. What do you guys think? Why is Bill so adverse to have him rushing the passer as opposed to covering? Wasn't his thing out of high college was that he's a rusher? Right?
Late in his career. I mean, he started his career as a safety, so
he did everything.
At that point, I'm thinking this thing was coverage. He moved forward in his college career. You're right. He was getting more in the box, going after the quarterbacks as the career went on. But he's a versatile talent, and they have some issues at linebacker, obviously, in terms of depth, in terms of post Mayo, and you know, we'll probably never know exactly how this was going to play out because Mayo's not there, and that's obviously a key part of that.
And I do like using Collins, Eddie, as a pass rusher. I think he's had some success with it. I thought he had some success with it last week. I thought he had some good pressure against Chicago. But the flip side of that is if you're not going to use him as much in coverage, who are you using in coverage?
I think that's the biggest thing. Dante Hightower in coverage more, or do you want Dante Hightower rushing and Jamie Collins in coverage?
I'd rather have Collins in coverage.
Well, me too, because to me, they can't both cover, but they both can kind of rush. Right,
yeah.
So you're getting a better skill set or more positive use
you're
of the skill set from Hightower moving forward.
Right.
Collins moving back. If you flip them, I think Collins
the
can
difference
rush
between them as coverage guys is much greater than the difference between them as pass rushers.
He made that simpler.
That's one of the things that I've been trying to answer, I guess. But no. I got to speak to an old friend of ours, guys, this week.
Who?
Earlier Monday through a friend.
Who?
A former Pat from 2009 season, who was one of the problems that I guess you guys have mentioned in the past.
Sean Springs.
There you go. Sean Springs.
That was quick for Paul and I.
I got to talk to him. I got a buddy of mine who's good friends with him. And
nice guy.
Just had a nice little conversation with him on Monday in regards to the Patriots of Bill Belichick. And, at the end of the day, everything he told me was everything I already figured out about Bill Belichick.
but keep in mind it was sort of a biased ex-lover kind of guy you were taking it from.
And I think Sean Springs was a nice guy. I don't think he was the greatest teammate.
Right.
Steve come Martin. Through this.
There's been a lot of nice guys that weren't great locker room teammates and some of that.
Some guys don't like being told to everything that they have to think, and he was one of them.
Right.
No, I get that, guys, but I think it was more of the ego and the I can do it better than that. I think it was more towards that I kind of I always kind of knew it already, but he just kind of, proved me right that, that ego. I mean, that's going to be I don't know. I mean, I keep rooting for the Patriots, and I hope we win this week, but I just think that's going to be the downfall of our team is that ego. That ego of his is going to keep us from winning. As much as we think that he's the greatest coach and everything,
I think that ego of his has helped us win.
No, Tom Brady's helped us win, but hey.
Good one, Eddie. Well done. Good comeback.
Wow. Now Fred's between a rock and a hard place.
Hey, by the way, guys, we have not won a Super Bowl without beating a Manning twice in a year. So that's why this game is so big. We got to beat a Manning twice to win the Super Bowl.
Okay. All right.
All right, guys.
Interesting factoid.
Yeah, it is. Let's see. Let's go to some of the emails at webradio at patriots.com. This is from Bob, the late night courier guy from Parts Unknown in the Great State of Confusion.
Betcha he's seen a lot.
In the Great State of Confusion.
Hey, guys. Great show Wednesday as always. Andy was hilarious. Sometimes I try to be the bigger man. Quote, Paul needs to try boxer briefs. Really, Paulie, they don't ride up as much as boxers or briefs. And what the F? Kevin gets a day off. I don't think you ever let him out of the fish tank. Don't tell me he gets paid, too.
Don't tell me.
Keep the faith, Fred. We got a big win coming in a couple of days. I've heard all the keys to winning on Sunday, and I think I've got the most important one. Score more points than the other team.
Good call.
It might be the only one that counts. Yes, I am a rocket scientist. However, I have no formal training.
Was that your rocket?
And am currently unemployed in my chosen field. Levity aside, I know we can't live under the cloud of what might have been, but this season there were three disappointing personnel changes I still don't understand. Tommy Kelly, LeGarrette Blount, and Aqib Talib. It kills me to think what would the end of the season look like with those three guys still on the roster. I think we would be hugely confident going up against the Broncos or anybody else for that matter. So,
well, you probably weren't going to have Revis and Talib, right?
Probably not, but you could have.
You could have.
And I'd feel a lot better.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously.
I have to admit, I would feel a lot better, and you could have done that.
I think the other two are a bit more easy, realistic, obvious. Yeah. And I would feel better if Tommy Kelly were a part of this defensive line right now LeGarrette Blount were a part of the backfield.
And that the Kelly one is the easy one because that didn't cost you anything. There's no argument on the other side of that.
What about Mankins?
That one I can argue. I would put that sort of in the Revis Tlaib. Like, I could have had Mankins still here.
But I'm with you on the Mankins one, but Tommy Kelly, there is no other side
right.
of it.
No.
And the worst part even like makes it is he's healthy. You don't even have, well, he went to Arizona, he's missed three games because the knee wasn't right.
Yeah.
He's playing full-time in Arizona.
Yeah. The reason I also bring up Mankins is because of what Tim Wright is starting to show. Like, that he's actually starting to produce a little bit the way some people thought he might be able to.
And it should be both of them. It should be Tim Wright and Logan Mankins, and then you might not have had two losses on your ledger.
Wait, but you couldn't guarantee you'd get.
Yeah, you could. I mean, you could have traded a seventh round pick if you really wanted them that bad. I mean, make one of these deals where you trade a sixth round pick and get a seventh back and Tim Wright or whatever.
The ones that annoy you?
Yeah, I mean, they've made a lot of those deals. I mean, let's face it. Whether he was going to get cut or not, he was available.
Right.
You traded for him, so
and
he was available.
And if he got cut, you probably wouldn't have gotten him if he got cut because he probably would have been claimed by somebody higher than you. I mean,
right. So you could have traded for him just the same as you did. And had Mankins too, and then you wouldn't have subjected your quarterback to all those hits. And the two losses might, you know, listen, they've sort of righted the ship here the last month, but, you know, I'd like to think that they wouldn't have lost both of those games had they had a better offensive line.
Yeah, that could be true for the Miami. Kansas City.
I think no matter what, they were losing in Kansas City.
Yeah. Well, based on the state that they went into Kansas City in,
Missouri?
I agree. I don't think they would have been in that state.
State of confusion.
I don't think they would have been in the state of confusion that they were in, which is apt, because I think there was a lot of confusion.
Quick question that I believe somebody on your other gig brought up yesterday, Felger and Maz, that you were talking about in stadium and the scoreboard operator and all this stuff, and you pretended you didn't know anything about it, which I thought was very funny.
I said, we would never do things like that.
No,
that's right. That's we.
Do you know who does that? I know a guy who knows a guy that might know something about that. But they brought up, could you play Omaha? What if you played Omaha?
What do you mean play it?
Loud. When the Broncos are on offense, in between plays, whatever the rules are.
Right.
But like, Omaha! And the whole crowd is chanting, Omaha! Oh, I think it'd be funny. I think it'd be really funny. Can you do that, Kevin?
Kevin, are you at liberty to talk about the process at all?
Probably not.
Sure.
Oh.
What is the process? Who actually decides what gets played?
It's I'd say a cooperative effort between like three or four different people on headset. And we could, in theory, do that up until 20 on the play clock.
And do you think it would be funny and effective and notable? And
I think it would be kind of funny.
I do, too.
It'd be funny if all the crowd would start, you know, if Manning starts having a rough time, start going, Omaha.
Well, what if you just did that? What if you just put Omaha on the screens and then let the crowd get into it like that?
Like the word in like a picture of Nebraska? And
yeah, something. Like, could you do something like that? I know I'm never going to get my mascot with a, you know.
With an ATV and
ATV and a gun shooter. Can I get an Omaha? It was a great idea. I forgot whose it was, and I don't want to try to claim it.
I didn't hear anybody say that.
I haven't heard anyone
say Omaha on the screen. I don't remember hearing anybody say
now
that.
You're concerning me. No. You know how you guys make fun of me for voices in my head? I swear I was riding in my car listening to you guys on the radio.
I'm the one.
I might not have been paying attention to the specific thing that the guy was saying.
I'm one of those people, Andy, that's more like Fred, you know, icing the runway out there.
No. But that's bad.
I know.
Yours illegal.
Like when the guy blew his knee out last week, I wanted to show it because he looked like it. You know what?
What if we? Who is the scoreboard operator?
You mean the actual physical guy that does the clock?
No, the it's more than one on the jumbotron.
It's more than one person.
It's more than one person.
Well, we should just find one person and put his picture. Go, New England salutes its scoreboard operator. You know, something like that.
That would kind of be funny.
That would kind of be funny.
Can we do any of this?
Potentially.
We're not going to. I know we're not going to, and I'm going to be disappointed.
I don't think it'll get done.
Omaha. Omaha.
I've heard talk about it.
We'll only do it after we win.
Well, we've had meetings about it. And it goes along with the craft organization, and the way we do things around here is a little different. And I know you're bored with that.
No, I'm not bored with it. But
you wait to see if we have like a 3-score lead about that Omaha.
What's bad about playing Omaha? Like, it's good fun to me. That's good sports kind of back and forth rivalry.
Yeah, it's not disrespectful.
No, and as long as it doesn't break a rule, I think he's known for Omaha. Like, That was the whole shtick last year. Remember, the Omaha Chamber of Commerce was involved in T-shirts and all that.
Brady used that was son. Brady's
yes.
call back
yes.
in the day.
But and he still does. Manning still does it ad nauseum. You know, I've watched this year and like, there's that Omaha guy. I thought maybe it would change over the course of the year. And he'd be, you know, Junu.
I mean, isn't it a little more than coincidental that Brady used to use that same call? I mean, you can pick any call you want.
But that's
how
it is.
They both used Omaha?
If you went through the terminology of all 32 teams, the overlapping would be ridiculous. And even if you did it from college to pros, and they're not very smart. They're, you know, right and left is like Rip and Liz, or like they use like four different
Rita.
Right.
Wasn't Rita right?
But there's all like, and I think you would find that on, you know, eight different teams. They're not all that creative. Yeah, I mean, we have the Rex Ryan clip.
Can you
don't call it needle. Call it dick.
Dick.
Like, can I say that?
Real subtle, Rex.
About Brady like with Cougar Linda,
like a private detective. You mean?
Just saying. That's one of them.
That's what you're talking about.
Right.
Oh, NFL Network has done things on that all the time.
All right. LT from Adelaide writes in, just wanted to ask you guys a couple of questions. Firstly, is it just me, or does it seem that the Broncos receivers are always wide open in that offense? Secondly, I may be wrong, but I thought that Demaryius Thomas had the better of Talib before he left last year's AFC Championship game with injury. I think that Revis will be more effective than Talib if Bill chooses to man him up with Demaryius, but I believe that Bill needs to disguise to confuse Peyton a la the Super Bowl years if the Patriots are to win on Sunday.
Yep.
The excitement is building, and I can feel it all the way at the bottom of the world. You guys are the best, including Eric, who surprisingly took that song all in stride.
He did. I give him credit. Eric took that well
yesterday.
Speaking
of that, Jonathan Beck has now a Paul song.
Really?
We'll play
who the hell does he think he
hour.
Is?
And I'm not happy about it either. Why don't I get a song?
We'll careful what you wish for.
I think the emailer recalls correctly, by the way, of last year. I do think Demaryius Thomas was off to a good start in that game before Talib got hurt. And I do believe that Revis would handle him better. However, as Andy already talked about, I think you're going to need to do more than just lock up man-to-man and expect to slow down all these guys.
Right.
Emmanuel Sanders, by the way, has made a lot of catches in heavy traffic this year, especially across the middle.
Freddy's guy.
They're not always wide open. I do think they have a lot of different guys that can catch passes, so they're going to have guys that are open. You know, when you have that many different guys that can be effective. But you and I were talking about it yesterday, Fred. I've seen Manning make some incredible throws into tight windows, too.
Yeah.
And they're not always all of them all wide open.
You brought up, we were talking wild cards, and you yesterday brought up, does Edelman count?
Edelman.
Because how about the flip side of that? Does Welker count?
I think he would be a sort
if Welker had, you know, 10 catches for
really
110 in a...
I think the first game he played this year was against Seattle, and he had a good game. I think he caught like 7 passes. I don't think he's really been a huge part of the offense in any other game. Although he did make some big plays in the Seattle game.
But
the San Diego game, I'm sorry.
I think both of those guys, all of a sudden, are capable of catching 10 or 12 passes. And, you know, changing it. They're not going to be the Demaryius Thomas where it's going to be the 780-yard touchdown to win or whatever.
They'll move the sticks.
Exactly. Yeah. And holding on to the ball, if it's windy, all of a sudden the big plays, you're looking for shorter receivers, especially if you're Manning, you might be looking to hit Welker with those boom-boom off-the-line quick throws.
Sam in Chicago, I'll be coming to the game this Sunday. You have to at least once see the Brady Manning contest live. Question for you. I know you'll all be busy, but can you see Fred and Eric in the press box from the stands? I'd love to see what Eric's wearing and watch Fred wringing his fists as Manning does his thing.
What are you wearing, Eric?
Well, Sam doesn't seem too confident in the outcome.
No.
If he's expecting Fred to be wringing his
fists.
No, I think that's a compliment. I think that's like, look what we're doing to Manning kind of thing.
I thought he said
like
what Manning was doing.
Because Manning,
doing his thing is choking.
Yeah, in New England means...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's how I'd read that.
All right.
Manning doing his thing elsewhere might be Manning, you know, going 38 for 42.
Now, you could be right. He could be a negative guy, but I took that as
pro-patriot. We'll give Sam the benefit of the doubt.
By the way, Eric is wearing a red V-neck sweater today with a white undershirt.
V-neck as well.
With the dark TV jeans on today.
Yeah.
TV jeans?
Yeah, those TV jeans.
That's what we call them
in the industry.
Business.
You know, if you did TV like Andy. Well, I mean, you know, in America, you do it just in Sweden.
I still do TV.
Does that surprise you, Paul?
Patrick in Minnesota, what a great week. Thanks for all the great shows as usual. I love all the great debates about who's going to cover who, what's the weather going to be like, does Manning's head look like genitalia, etc. However it all plays out, I think most of it is going to boil down to Paul's famous phrase, 7-3. Whether we are up-tempo, running the ball, spreading it out, it's going to come down to scoring touchdowns. Nothing like having a 7-minute drive that ends in a field goal, then Manning scores a touchdown the next minute and a half. With that said, I would not be surprised to see Bill have one or two more controversial going for it on fourth down calls. I think the Stars.
That's an X factor that you can throw in there.
Bill?
Aggressiveness, fourth downs kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Field position kind of
aggressive or fearful?
Yeah, well, I think that's part of it. I think that's a good
ego?
One.
Who brought up ego? Was that a while ago?
One of the callers, Eddie from Maryland.
Maryland, yeah.
He got you, Fred. I think we won because you won because of Brady, and you were like, yeah, okay.
"Well, now I can't say anything because two guys that I put on this pedestal. I mean, well, how am I supposed to choose?"
And they both should be.
That was a knockout punch for Eddie.
I think the Stars will all play well and get great stats, but I think this may be Edelman's chance to return and make big plays. He might make the difference. I'm looking at the Patriots winning 38-35 in a nail biter.
I'm with you.
God, I hope so. I just want another one of these where we go, "Yep, it lived up to it. Great freaking football game."
I would love for it to be like that, like both teams play well. I mean, I know that you look at it and say, well, geez, if it's all those points, the defenses didn't play well. I know. You're right. But I kind of want to see one of those games. No, it's right. The defenses won't have played well. I'm not going to lie and say, no, it was great defense. But it was, you know, let's face it. We don't want to see it be 7-3. We want to see it be 38-35.
Arthur from Keene writes in.
Arthur.
Paul.
Keene, the pumpkin place, right?
Yeah. I have a dumb question that's not football related. I know that this may be a long shot, but I play a men's basketball league, and I know you do too. So maybe you have a suggestion. Can you recommend any place in the greater Boston area that sells basketball shoes for people with wide feet? I wear a 13-4E, and for the life of me, I can't find basketball shoes anywhere. I've checked with local merchants in Keene, and none can even order them. And name a site I've tried with the same results. If this is just a waste of your time, please disregard.
Instead, Fred reads it on the air.
Yeah, I actually emailed Arthur back. I don't know of any places. Andy brought up
New Balance is the one that sells widths.
That's what I thought.
The New Balance building, which is, there is one, you can go on their website, and maybe he might be able to find something.
They are definitely a sneaker company that does widths.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how much they have in terms of basketball. Are they big in basketball yet?
Well, they're basketball.
They do? Because, yeah. I mean, they're mostly running and low-top sneakers.
Yeah. Right.
But, yeah, that was the first thing that came to my mind was New Balance.
Paul, you have very narrow feet for a man your size, right?
That's funny. For a man your size.
Why is that funny? Like, I don't really get
you have
that.
Little girly
you don't have
feet.
Wide feet, right?
I don't know.
You're Cinderella.
Well, you don't have to wear. You don't have. I don't to have. For the
I don't have any triple E.
Triple E or whatever.
Your feet aren't as fat as your belly.
You seem to have fairly slender feet. When have you seen his feet?
Yeah, when are you?
I just don't
are
know
you Rex Ryan
funny.
Over here? Because Fred has like this image of your feet. I find that funny.
I've just seen. His I couldn't tell you shoes.
I have too, and I don't think he has.
They don't seem overly wide or anything.
But
out
they
of
don't seem.
They don't seem overly
narrow.
Thin either.
I think it's as average as. Yeah, you know, I mean, I have incredibly flat feet.
Oh, you have flat feet.
I do.
No flat. Arch.
No arch.
Really?
No why? A lot of stress pushing down on those arches.
Telling you, when is this probation period going to end? I have to unload double barrels.
What probation?
Him.
Adam writes in.
Mister, I don't want to talk about it over
it's
there.
Nay on the
Adam from Brisbane.
Brisbane, good day, mate.
I don't want to jinx it, but after the Kansas City game, Andy brought up the fact back in 03, he said how the team could go two ways, and after that, they didn't lose another game. Since he brought that up, the Patriots have so far been undefeated. I've got the Patriots winning 34-30, but I'm hoping Branch can make a real difference in our run defense.
Well,
I'm hoping he can make it back to practice.
Yeah, I know.
Sober.
Oh, wait a minute.
Just bombs coming from different
Why is that controversial?
Today.
It's not. It's just funny.
But just because
like 3 months ago, he threw up while he was driving. I mean, I'm supposed to pretend it didn't happen because he's on the Patriots now.
But he didn't throw up driving to practice, did he?
I think he was. I think he was going to a preseason game.
I think it was 14 hours.
I think it was before preseason.
I think they were going to get the plane.
Yeah, but that's 14 hours before.
Still,
No. There's no justification for it.
A travel day is a work day. I'm sorry.
Okay.
You know, it is.
Plus, having a couple of beers and throwing up while you're driving are two different things.
Okay.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
Maybe he had the stomach flu or something.
Oh, I'm sure that's what it was.
And that's a big stomach, so that's a lot of flu. Anything can happen. Maybe he ate bad fish. Maybe he's a pescatarian, too, like Casey Walker.
Maybe he had 28 beers.
Why do you assume that?
Because he blew like a 2.8.
You know, the
0.28, I'm sorry.
The 2.8 would be really bad.
The fish were drunk.
Yeah, you can get mercury from fish. Maybe you can get alcohol.
Let's get hit the phones.
Let's get hit the phones.
Dave in North Carolina. Hey, Dave.
Hey, how you doing, bud?
Hey.
What's up, Dave?
Who's going to be covering Welker and Sanders?
It's the great debate.
I think Kyle Arrington will be
checking Welker.
Kyle Arrington
will be on one of those, yeah.
Sanders, I don't know.
I would say Alfonso Dennard, but, you know, is he going to be active?
Is he going to be active is right.
Now, a lot of people have proposed, and we talked about
Logan
this. Some
Ryan?
People, well, no, a lot of people think that you should put, like, Durrell, that Emmanuel Sanders is, like, the key to it all.
Stop.
You're right, Eric. Stop is the right answer there. I'm just saying what other people say. But, yes, I think it's either, I don't want Logan Ryan. Kyle Arrington or the other guy.
Dennard, if he's active.
Yeah, Dennard, if he's active. Is that his new last name?
If he's active, not on the injury report.
He's not on the injury report now, right?
No.
Okay, he wasn't added. So he was officially a healthy scratch, right? Because the injury report before and after, healthy scratch.
Yep.
But I still think he's one of your top, you know, three or four best corners.
All right, thanks, David. Let's go to...
Guy just wouldn't shut up.
Belarco in Los Angeles. Hey, Belarco.
Polo!
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good.
I just called to share an incident that happened to me this morning. I was at the gym, and some guys from the NFL Network were doing one of their phony workout videos, like they're shooting something.
Okay.
And I just told, like, Terrell Davis was there. And I just told him that my Patriots are going to beat the Broncos.
Did he get mad at you?
Nah, he just awkward something, like mumbled something awkwardly.
Ah, probably cursing you under his breath.
Because he thinks it too.
So yeah. You must be by Culver City area. Where are you living in L.A.?
West L.A.
West L.A. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I know the NFL Network's in Culver City.
Yeah, that's where my gym is.
So. Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all.
All right, thanks for the little story, Belarco.
Good stuff. So
take
Terrell
that,
Davis.
Terrell Davis.
Terrell Davis thinks the Broncos are going to lose, too. Otherwise, he would have fought back like Marshall Faulk would.
Right. Eric's in Houston. Hey, Eric.
I'm right here.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey.
Sam.
I just got two quick comments. I just wanted to say that I completely agree with Paul and Andy when they said yesterday that Gronk was a Hall of Famer. Being that I live in Houston, none of my buddies really get to see him. Like, I watch every single game, the Patriots, and they all think I'm overly exaggerating when I tell them how great Gronk really is.
Yeah, you're not.
He's great.
You can't exaggerate, and he has these games.
Andy does a little
bit. I don't ever exaggerate with him.
A little bit.
He's phenomenal. He has great hands. He's a beast. He runs like a wild dog or a wideout, depending on how your ears work. And he's the best, most unique tight end in football. Yeah. Best, most unique tight end in football. He can block. He can kill you. And I would say this year, despite the fact that he was dehydrated the other day, I think he's even in better shape than we've ever seen him.
Thanks, Eric. Let's go to Darius in London. Hey, Darius.
Hello again, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Morning, Governor.
Well, it's more like
it's afternoon.
Five in the
evening.
Evening, Governor.
Yeah. Well done.
Yeah.
Not good, funny. Good, Darius. Good.
Not funny,
mate.
Well, I was going to talk a little bit about Alan Branch and how he's going to affect the D line, but I'm guessing my call might be a little bit irrelevant after today. Do you reckon he might be gone already?
Well, I don't know if he's gone, but he may not play.
It's possible. Yeah.
Probably won't play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't a good sign either when we were in the locker room yesterday and his locker didn't have a nameplate on it even.
Well, you
would think for a guy who's been here this long, you get him a nameplate.
Locker room last week.
Yeah, he was in the locker room last week, didn't have a nameplate, had a number, took
a
number from another
guy. Nameplate,
right.
Had a jersey, but wasn't at practice.
The curious case
contract.
Of Alan Branch.
Yeah, well, I was also going to ask. I mean, I saw the Patriots Today video with Jackie. I think it was yesterday that she put it on. Do you not think that Alan Branch looked like he'd been to every single takeaway along the East Coast? He looked that fat.
Oh, he's a big dude. He has been doing that not just now, but
I don't think big quite cuts it. Morbidly obese would be more.
You don't have to be mean, But that's what he's been forever. I don't think he's... I mean, he's a fat guy.
He made Gilbert Brown look small. You remember him?
No, he's not that
he's
big.
He's not that big.
He's a big dude, but...
It kind of looked on the TV. I know TV puts on 10 pounds and all that, but...
It does.
Yeah, but Branch is also really tall, too.
Right. He's a beast. He's not 325. He and Will Fork are using the same scale at 325. It just stops at that.
Yeah.
But he's been fat forever.
That's the fat scale, then.
Yes. He's been fat forever. People are going to make fun of him. Oh, he's out of shape, hasn't been with the team, he's drinking beers on the way. He's been fat forever. That's what he is. Well,
I'm talking about it being out of shape.
If he gets cut for a preseason, then surely he's probably a little bit fatter than he needs to be.
Yeah. I mean, yes, he's probably not in as good a shape, but, you know, Brandon Browner wasn't in. He's skinny, and he wasn't in a good enough shape when he came back.
I mean, and he was able to work out.
Right.
It's not like he was hurt or anything. Right. Browner, I'm talking about.
So
that's a point, actually, you're talking about Browner. I mean, do you think he just went on one of those crash diets where you drop 6 pounds in a week or something like that? Because he did look noticeably slimmer for the Bears game than he did in the Jets game.
I don't know if he looked slimmer. He just looked noticeably, he had gas. He was able to go. He didn't lose.
He didn't have his hands on his hips the whole time, leaning
and
over.
It's disappointing the way he played in the Jets game, and it's good that he kind of turned it around in 10 days and looked like he could compete.
Yep.
Yeah, true. One more thing. People were talking pre-season. I forget who it was, and it's also been mentioned on the PFW Elite site on Facebook recently. Whatever happened to the accent off that you guys were going to do?
Oh, yes.
Dropping the ball.
We never got to do that. Eric went on an elongated holiday, and we just ran out of time.
We'll still do it. It's the way we do things around here.
Yeah.
If you guys ever get around to doing it, give me a shout, because I've been told I'm not bad at them. I've been told my Paul impression sounds a bit like Peter Griffin.
Yeah, you're actually from New York. That's
okay. Give me Brazil.
It's a pretty good British accent you got.
Brazil?
Yes.
Well, you put me on the spot. Brazil's a tough one to do.
I know. I've tried.
That's why it's an accent off.
Yeah, you're just trying to have me on here.
Okay, give me German. Give me something.
You want me to talk like I'm from Germany? What you're trying to say to me, my friend?
That's it.
Yeah, that's all you got? I was waiting for Fred to say that.
All right.
I heard Barry yesterday in the locker room.
All right,
thanks,
Darius.
We'll get to that in the offseason, Darius.
Yeah,
You actually talked to a German.
Well, that's true. I did talk to a German.
Even though they dropped the ball last offseason.
Let's go to, you know who's on the line? Ann Stone from the Pikes Peak Pats Club.
Speaking of accents, this is the best accent.
Hey, Ann.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. Ann wanted to come in and buy us lunch today.
Sounded like Jeff in Vegas right
there. Unfortunately, we couldn't. We were, with the schedule we had today, I didn't want to rush her around.
We appreciate the offer.
I told her to call in. Hey, Ann, what's going on?
Not much. I came in early to help the last few details on our big tailgate. We have 63 tickets to come see the game.
Wow.
That's big.
Yeah, Stacey James was wonderful in helping us. With the ticket office, get a bunch of tickets. So we're coming in from all over the place.
Now, you're going to be do a tailgate out in the lots before the game?
Yes, she just said.
Yeah. I have two cousins who are Boston firefighters, and those guys know how to cook.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So,
and they cook for a lot of people,
too.
Right.
Exactly. So my cousin Tasha Cuzzy and my cousin Joey Gilmore are getting together and doing all the stuff and buying the beer and the food and the whole schmeal.
So where are we going to be? Where do we show up?
Yes, you guys could certainly come. We're at the very tail end of Lot 3 next to Lot 4, right there by the pedestrian walkway. We're hopefully be in that corner.
That's, outside of Showcase Cinema area. Yeah.
All I know is that...
Well, Annie and I will be working, so we'll be able to do that.
Fred will be out.
Anyone can come out. We're having hot dogs, hamburgers, fries, chicken, steak chips.
Nice.
Do you deliver?
Yes, absolutely.
But and you were telling me that you fly the Colorado flag while you're there, and so all the Denver fans show up and they're all disappointed.
I know it's sort of mean, but my cousin brings a big pole about 50 feet in the air, and we have the Colorado
and he just got excited.
Flag. I know, and then so then Broncos fans are in the parking lot and they go, "Oh wow, look, there's a big group over here. Let's go." And then they get there and
see all the blue and white jerseys.
And then you chant, Brady, Brady, Brady.
So I would assume with 63 tickets, you guys are all over the place in the stadium?
Yes, we're, you know, in this section, that section, you know. But that's all right, because when you're watching the game, you know, you're not talking to other people. You're just
right.
soaking in the game
and
wait for the halftime.
I know it's going to be 2 days after Halloween, but have you put any thought into maybe dressing up the fans that are going in Peyton Manning costumes?
God, no. You think we're dumb?
No, just to frighten people. That's
they don't
all.
Like let big penises in.
Okay. All right.
Wait, I use his no. thing, and it's not okay. Well, have no. fun, Ann.
All right. Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in, yeah. Ann. Have a good time on Sunday.
Say hi to Sully and Obi.
If anyone wants to drop by, you guys come on by.
Okay. All right.
Fred will be there.
All right.
Bye.
She's all right. laughing. She knows he's not going
to
be
You have anyway. A woman on the phone. You don't have to do that, Andy.
What did I do?
That the whole Peyton Manning penis thing.
You taught me that.
I know, but I don't do it when I'm talking to, you know, women.
She's one of us. Plus, she brought up polls first.
Noel's on the line from Denver.
Not what she meant.
Noel, are you a member of the Pikes Peak Pats Club?
No, I live in closer to Denver than Colorado Springs.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, but I go to Katie Mullins all the time. They're here, and I meet them all. They're very, very nice people.
Oh, they're great. I mean, Ann is wonderful. The food that she comes up with, and she raffle prizes. She really works hard. I mean, it's not... You know, it's not just a club that shows up. She puts some time and effort into it.
And charitable.
Yeah, and they help out the kids at the bases. So,
right.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yep.
Yeah, it's very cool. They work with the Wounded Warriors and all that.
Yep.
They're just wonderful people.
Yep.
They're great people. But by the way, I have a couple of quick comments to make. I'd like to hear your take on both of them, if you don't mind.
Sure.
One is, I was looking at the last four games, and, you know, the Broncos put up considerable amount of points, but they did get Arizona with a third-string quarterback. They only beat the Jets by 7 points. They got San Francisco with a banged-up D, and San Diego was banged up as well. And none of those have what I would call an elite quarterback behind their team. And I just feel this game could get out of hand. If it gets out of hand, it's going to get out of hand in the Patriots' favor. However, I would love to see a 38-31 victory. It would be fun to watch, I'm sure.
Sure.
The other thing is if I look at Arizona's schedule, and they did beat up on Arizona pretty good, but Arizona really, they again don't have an elite quarterback, and they haven't played anybody terrific. I'd like to know how you feel about that, and I just think that Revis is really going to have a great game.
Well, Noel, do you think the Patriots' defense is banged up at all?
Yeah, of course we are.
All right, well, because you said that they faced the Niners with the banged up defense.
Well, what about the Broncos? I mean, they're missing.
No, the Broncos haven't had an injury yet.
The Broncos
year.
Are missing Danny Trevathan and Monte Ball. They're starting running back and starting linebacker.
Well, Monte Ball's not a great running back.
Okay, well then Ronnie Hillman got hurt yesterday, and he's their second string running back.
And he says he's going to play. All the radio stations.
And my last thing that I'll say is, I think Phillip Rivers is a pretty good quarterback. Maybe I'm the only one that thinks he's a good quarterback.
You're not the only one.
I
you know, in terms of
too.
Schedules. The Denver Broncos, admittedly, have played all of the tough games at home with the exception of one, but they've played so far this year Indianapolis, Kansas City, Seattle, San Diego, San Francisco, Arizona, and now New England. In the first eight weeks of the season, those are seven of their games.
Right. And they've won.
I challenge you to find someone else who has played seven more difficult opponents out of their first eight. And admittedly, five of those seven are going to be will have taken place at home. Seattle was the only one on the road. And
when the Patriots beat them on Sunday, it's going to be a huge, legit win.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree.
As I predicted, by the way. I am predicting a Patriots win.
The last game against Chicago at 41-17, but I'll take 51. And living here in Denver, my second favorite team was whoever played the Broncos, so I watch both of the games all the time. And, yeah, the Broncos are loaded. But I still think that what we've done in the last 4 weeks is extremely credible.
Sure. Absolutely.
Who said it wasn't?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, like, is anybody claiming that it's
thanks,
not?
Noel.
I haven't heard anybody.
Yeah.
Brady's your AFC offensive player of the month.
No one thought
of
less of
month.
Chicago than I did going into the game, and they beat them 51-23. I mean,
they did what
they did what you
to
do to a team that was missing all their
right.
starters on defense.
Right.
I mean, that's what you do.
And if they weren't a good team, wouldn't be able to do that.
And if you won 16-9, like you did against Oakland, I think that the people would be looking at that win differently.
Amrit from Toronto, I think people are ridiculous for saying that we should have Revis on Sanders. It's that classic overthinking where everyone just outsmarts themselves. Honestly, the Patriots should just line up their best against the Broncos' best and play some hard-nosed football. None of that let's run the punt team off the field and run our offense back and try to catch everyone by surprise BS. If you're going to go for it on fourth down, just line up and bleeping go for it. Also, just a question.
Like this guy.
When the game plan is to have Revis shadow the opposing team's number one receiver, do they have to adjust all the zone plays they will be calling during the game to account for Revis not taking the original zone he would be in the play because he is now shadowing a receiver?
I've asked you this question
yes,
in the
but
past.
But sometimes it's man. I mean, sometimes it's just straight man. sometimes it's zone. Sometimes it's a combination of man and zone. So, yes. But obviously, there is a trickle-down effect to everybody else.
Yeah. I think the question is, if you're going to say, Darrell Revis, you're covering Demaryius Thomas one-on-one, you're not going to get help every single play, what does that do for everybody else? Do you have to be in man elsewhere,
no.
or can you play zone elsewhere?
You can play zone elsewhere, too.
Whatever you want elsewhere.
Now, I don't know the...
I think that's what his question
details
is.
Of it, but yes, you can play both.
Anthony from Toronto. Halfway through the season, I would grade Revis a B+. Our defense is second against the pass, and yes, I know it's because teams are running on us and also because we haven't faced a good quarterback yet, but Revis' presence alone has helped the D. His worst performance was week one against the Dolphins, and since then, he's only gotten better, just like the Gronkinator. And you're right, Fred. Gronkinator sounds so ridiculous. Anyway, would like to know what you guys grade Revis. Go Pats. I give him a B+, A-.
I like your Revis grade. I think he's been very good.
Yeah.
He's been very good.
I would give him an A-. I think some of the problems were usage as much as they were him. So do I downgrade him for usage?
You can't really.
Well, I think when they've matched him up, I think he's been pretty damn impressive.
Yeah. My only criticism would be that I don't think he's taken the same. And this is just an observation, no fact here. It just from watching him, it doesn't look like he's taken the same intensity into every game. I think
that's fair, and I think some of it's been the zone man.
See,
thing.
I think he was locked up man to man on Eric Decker and didn't take that one very seriously, and gave up some third downs because I don't think that he thought Decker was worth treating like AJ Green.
Revis takes like the Paul Perillo approach: loose change. I'll be fine with him.
and he pretty
was
much
right.
was, yeah.
Larry,
and it might have had as much to do with the passing game of the Jets as it did Decker himself. I can be on this guy and be close enough. Geno Smith's not going to hurt me.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? And that's why
I've said for years I want a pass rusher who takes plays off. Now we got a corner. Maybe he takes some plays off. I like it.
Give me
elite.
Not fact. Not fact by any means.
He
might be looking at it totally different. He might laugh at someone who said something like that. But it just from watching, it seems like occasionally he drifts a little bit mentally. And when he does that, sometimes he's given up some plays. But I think he's been very, very good.
All right, let's take a break now. It's 1 o'clock or a little bit after. When we come back, more of your emails and calls and a special song for Paul Perillo.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go. Go. That's it. Come on. Kick it in hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or Tri-Corner Hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, three Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday, but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com and multiple fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to life. Now available for $3.99. At a Microsoft store near you.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit Patriots.com/the list to join today.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Fred's the boss, the chief, the leader of the PFW in Progress clan. And while he often goes on rants about fun facts, Skype, and making $5 the hard way, he sometimes has interesting things to say, or at least when you can hear him.
PFW in Progress.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. I just got yelled at because I didn't have my mic on.
Why don't you put your mic on?
Welcome to PFW. I had my mic off again.
Again.
Two shows in a row.
Turn your mic on, Fred.
Oh,
I should remember the.
As sure as the stars shine above.
And Fred didn't turn on his mic.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress.
That's the longest you've ever gone.
And now, back to PFW in Progress. That is, if Fred remembers to turn his mic on.
All right, welcome back to PFW in Progress. A great meal provided by Larry.
Phenomenal.
Thank you, Larry.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Did I read his email yet?
I don't think so.
No? Oh, here it is. Larry's from San Diego.
Yes.
I heard you were not coming to San Diego for the week after the Green Bay game because Fred was too cheap.
Yep.
That is what Minivan claimed. Andy told him on EEI.
Minivan.
I was hoping to treat you guys
you didn't
to
really
a Bruins
say that on EEI, did you?
Wow.
Oh.
No, he was just kidding. I was hoping to treat you guys to a Bruins game. The first week in December is going to be a great Boston week. Bruins at Anaheim on Monday, in LA on Tuesday, and the mighty physically declining Brady-led Patriots on Sunday. I will be at all three games and loving every minute of it.
That's awesome.
I was thinking with all the money your team saved with the Mankins trade that this trip would be easily green-lighted. I do have a spare room, a rollout couch, all of my wife's candy that you can eat, and a very curiously friendly cat if you need a free place to stay. I know Kevin had his tee times all set up for the week, and now he'll have to leave his big club in his bag. Andy?
Is that a sex joke?
Yeah, all your
waiting for your comment.
Well, all your wife's candy, that's not a euphemism.
Yeah, you're offering up your wife?
I am very excited about this Sunday's game. All we can ever hope for as fans is a chance to be elite. And if we play well on Sunday and we can overcome all of Brady's declining physical traits, we should be able to win something that was not even a thought in our heads a few weeks ago. I have a deal for Paul. If TB12 keeps having games like he had last Sunday, will he agree to rethink his declining physical traits stance or maybe give Brady extra credit for learning how to compensate for those physical losses and stay at the high level he was at a younger age? I think he deserves the chance to adjust to his physical talent level and the talent around him. Even a younger Brady couldn't have played much better than he did on Sunday. Is it just me or is anybody else excited about a defensive tackle rotation of Wilfork, Branch, and Salinga when he gets back? If they can hold down the run on their own with our pass defense, this could be a fun defense to watch.
I forgot all about Silly.
All right. Goodbye from the left coast, and I hope you all enjoyed your lunch. I'm sorry this was so long, but being long is not one of my declining physical traits.
Wow.
Is that why you're offering your wife up?
Thanks for the lunch, Larry. It's
yes.
Much appreciated.
And I like that you went to Grande. We don't get there often enough. They make some really tremendous food. Their buffalo chicken wrap that I just enjoyed is it's God's work.
I didn't get anything, but that's all right. Yesterday on the show, Jonathan Beck.
Well, you ordered something.
I did, but I didn't get it. Jonathan Beck wrote a song about Eric. It was a very good song. By later.
I went to be you.
And
I don't want to be me.
Back by popular demand, Jonathan has a new song. This time it's about Paul Perillo. It's called the Zero to Hut song.
I'm jealous.
And John, a little background. He is an amateur musician. He has an album. John Beck, JonBeck.bandcamp.com.
Is that supposed to be funny?
I don't know. That's the URL he gives me.
One time at Bandcamp, I stuck up.
He says the album's a little slow, but the next one's going to be a lot better. JohnBeck.bandcamp.com.
He has an album?
That's what he says. Go to the website and find out.
Now, does he have any formal music training?
It seems like he does. The song yesterday was excellent. We'll see what it's like today. This is Zero to Hot by John Beck.
Zero to Hot. Zero to heart. Don't tell me, doc, if my heart is shot. Zero to heart. Zero to heart. Don't tell me, doc, if I got a blood clot. On balance, I'm a peaceful man. I'll speak slow so you understand. Don't you mock my heritage or I'll have to crush you, man, like a Diet Pepsi can. Zero to heart. Zero to heart. Don't tell me, doc, why I have this cough. Zero to heart. Don't tell me, Doc. Don't tell me, Doc.
All right. Very good, John. Excellent,
excellent stuff. You guys got to get songs.
Right? Really good stuff.
I want a song. Why can't I be the song?
I found it especially funny that I was enjoying my pepperoni calzone.
Don't tell me
that. Talking about the cloth that I'm ignoring.
Crushing your Pepsi
funny
can.
Because he's fat.
Good stuff. A couple quick emails. Kyle, who's a Peace Corps volunteer in Ecuador, says, normally it feels like Andy and Paul kind of team up on Fred whenever he makes the slightest error. I'm liking the union of Andy and Fred picking on old Paulie, who has been a sourpuss this week. Can't
Crusty.
You feel the energy, Paul? Let's get pumped. Dumb question, but what happened to the throwback uniforms? I want them back. It has to do with the helmet, right?
Supposedly.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Our silver helmets don't go with the throwback.
Yeah, there's a subset of the safety committee that determined that you can't wear more than one kind of helmet in a season.
Right. It's
safer to stick with just one helmet. So they can't just change the decals because the new one is silver, the old one is white, so
right.
they can't wear those with the old uniform. So right. they've given up.
Cody in Nova Scotia, I'm seeing a huge win for the Patriots this weekend. Gronk is going to have a huge game, but the spotlight will be on Vereen. 70 rushing yards, 120 to 140 receiving yards, 3 touchdowns, the last 2 coming in the fourth quarter. I'm thinking 38-28 Patriots. Also, I know you guys always call Paul fat, but watching the show, he's overweight at best.
I've said that before. I do him a favor because people meet him and they go, you're not nearly as fat as Andy makes you out to be.
He's doing you a favor, Paul. You better remember that.
Yeah. See?
You owe me one.
I appreciated it. The Krusty Paul. Can we go back to Krusty Paul?
Sure.
From the
underwear, the guy said earlier.
The throwback. You know, the throwback helmet. So we have these subcommittees that deem it not safe to have 2 different helmets. But, you know, what did Jamal Charles say a couple of weeks ago?
Oh, I was seeing light spots.
I was trying to catch the light spot, but he could play.
Right.
Because he used the same helmet when he went back in the game. So that was okay.
Just a quick helmet discussion. The little octagons we've discussed on helmet, Welker has one. I was watching one of our designers silhouetting something, and she was on his head, and he has one of those concussion sensor things.
On the front there?
Yeah, it's right up just above the forehead, kind of.
Okay. Speaking of Omaha, Jeff's from Omaha. He says, love the show, listening in my car as I drive back from Massachusetts to Omaha, Nebraska. Made Ooh. My first trip to Gillette while I was out there to see my beloved Pats beat the Bears.
Nice.
It went much better than the game I saw when I watched them in Kansas City. And obviously, I had a much better time being around my Patriots brethren. I had a blast. Look forward to my next trip. On to the Donkeys, and I can't tell you how tired I am of hearing Manning in Omaha, and I live there.
That worked out well for him, though, because I'm assuming the trip to Kansas City is not as, obviously not nearly as long, and I'd rather have to drive home after that loss there than have to drive from
after
New England.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a long drive from New England to Omaha.
Mm-hmm.
Is Omaha Steaks in Omaha?
I believe it is.
It is?
Yeah.
They call me nonstop. You ever order anything from them?
I have not ordered, but I've received something, and they are excellent.
No, they are, but yeah. I'll never buy them again. Unless I can give a fake number. So they call you like once a week. They're
is that right?
I just almost swore. They're unbelievable.
They're not supposed to do that. You know.
No, they can. Yeah. If you're a customer of a company, they're allowed to call you. You're a previous customer.
Yeah, they do call a lot.
Don't
answer.
We always say
I don't either, but it rings.
We always say our listeners, whatever the subject, they can help us out.
Youpers?
Let's see.
Well, I don't get it.
Listening down here in South Carolina, tell the emailer to go to wideshoes.com for bigger shoes. I believe they go up to 6E. It's a company in Hingham, Mass.
6E.
F the Jets. Patriots win 38-30. So wideshoes.com. There you go. See?
No, that's not offensive.
And we also have a Russian rocket scientist that emailed us.
Oh, is he offended that I made fun of the Russian engines from 45 years ago?
He thinks it's funny, but if I have time, I'll read it later.
Don't want a Russian mad at me.
But let's hit the phones
in
right
Russia
now.
They kill
you. Let's go to Paulie in L.A. Hey, Paulie.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
What's up?
Hey, man, I got a really important issue that needs to get dealt with for this game. It tried to call in last week, but Superstar kind of took up too much time there at the end. So we got to do something about Zolak, man. I can't take it. The guy's going to be in rare form this week, and he's going to have ponies and everything coming out of his mouth and butt. I can't take the man. He's driving me nuts.
I can imagine how he would. He's off his rocker.
He is. He really is. And I'm a little embarrassed at times.
But the funny thing about it is Bob Soucy, who's the play-by-play guy, is the consummate professional.
Could not be any more straight-laced.
Right.
Like,
well-prepared, everything, you know?
I kind of wish there was a camera inside the booth to see the looks he's giving him as he's barking out the most ridiculous, asinine.
What did he say this week?
What does he not say?
Well, did he say something?
No, it was a lot of
Do it. Set up a play, but set up a play because you're describing a play.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what he does.
That's what he does.
And you know, imagine... Bob Soucy must think, I've worked hard for 2 decades up the ladder. I'm at Navy. I've taken my craft seriously. And this guy, because he once backed up Drew Bledsoe, can sit next to me and just grunt and yell.
I can't imagine, to Paulie's point, what it would be like if you were truly relying on listening to find out what has happened.
Right.
Because we
run straight ahead, wrapped up by Hightower. The ball's out.
Ball's out.
He has him for 15. Rob's on his feet. Runs it off a tackle to 10. Linkovich. Red zone. Touchdown. Patriots.
Like, if you were, like, truly relying on listening to the game to find out what is actually happening in the game, we always hear these plays. I know exactly what happened on that play.
Right.
I saw it.
Oh, no. Touchdown.
How do you know what the hell's going on when he's just going, oh, ball's out! Ball's out!
Oh, God.
Into the end zone! Touchdown!
You guys need to add him to the accent off.
But he'll
just
do
his to do his Olak accent?
Where's the beef?
No, I think you just ask him to do English.
I think you have to do your best Zolak.
And right. Zolak's about 6'5".
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And Bob Soucy, you could fit in your pocket. And so the two of them, it's just so funny.
It is a little twins where, like, they're just so opposites.
Right, right. All right, Paulie.
You got it, guys. Take care. Great job.
Okay, thanks for the
Patriots!
Call.
Patriots! Big boy's back!
He's embarrassed, he said. That's what Paulie says. I'm embarrassed sometimes.
Ah, no, it's good. It's all good. I think I don't know. I haven't heard fans complain.
I just did.
But you don't listen. You're not a fan.
No. I just heard a fan complain. He called the country to complain.
That's true.
Thank
Beast
you.
Mode. Jesus. Protein bars for everybody. Energy.
Energy.
You know, he does play by play like he's tweeting, like characters matter. So I can't say lots of energy, just energy, because you know I need those 140 characters.
Protein bars for everybody.
The best though is just the noises in the background, and he's been doing it forever. I mean, for as long as remember when he was on the sideline, he was doing the same hooked on and like just yelling things out in the middle of the game.
Oh yeah,
you know, somebody decided let's just give him an open mic. That's a good idea.
Callum from Toronto. It's our third Toronto emailer.
We're
so
big
far
north
today.
Of the border.
I'm writing on my 19th birthday, and of course, in Canada, this is the birthday we all wait for. It should be a great game this weekend, and I think the keys to victory for the Patriots are winning the turnover battle, establishing a run game to a point where the play action becomes effective, and being very physical on defense. While many people are expecting an all-out shootout, I'm predicting a 28-24 Patriots win, with each side punting the ball on more than one occasion. Love the show, and I'm looking forward to your picks.
I am, too.
He's just predicting a shootout, not an all-out shootout.
Right, like kind of a tame
shootout. I don't think either side will punt this weekend.
At all?
No.
Ever?
No punts
I think
this weekend.
You're wrong. You want to bet a lunch on it?
No.
Because it feels like a safe bet for me. Like there'll be a punt in a game.
I'm going to say 3 each.
Paul's got 3 each. Callum has 1, and Eric has none. I would say
if you put the over/under on punts at 5.5, what would you take
total?
Yeah, total
combined punts.
Combined punts. Eric would say under.
I would take over.
I would take
over.
The over too.
I won't feel great about it, but I'll take the over.
Tim in DC.
Can he drink? Is that the?
I guess
reference?
19 is the drinking age up in Toronto.
And they got the good beer, right? Isn't it like 7% alcohol? Is that gives a little extra kick to you?
I don't know. Let's see. I've been a long time Wendell critic when he was snapping the ball, but he has proven his worth this October. You guys indicated earlier this season that he did not belong on the field, what with all the other talent to compete with.
Wait, who said what?
He said you.
I said I don't think he can play guard. I think long term he's not a good guard. I think long term he could get exposed at
guard. You said that.
Yes,
that's what
didn't
Andy
say
said.
He doesn't belong on the field. I actually think he's a competitive center.
But none of us said. And I didn't even say that about him playing guard.
And by the way, Teddy Bruschi agrees with me wholeheartedly.
He does. So you have
God, O Patriots.
You have that going for you. I take that as a point in my side.
You would.
My question, do any of you change your mind about Wendell? Wendy is not the most talented lineman we have. I wouldn't put him in the top four in any given snap, but this line has looked better and more cohesive with him on the field.
I don't know when this line has looked better and more cohesive. Yeah. He's been a part of – it was much worse early in the year. That is a fact. Those first three games, they had the same starting lineup. They had Cannon. They had Devy. They had somebody else. Who was in the middle?
Connolly.
Okay. That was not a good line. It didn't work. They scrapped it, right? But then after that, it was moving pieces because guys are injured and Wendell and Stork. And
they've had five different starting O-lines in eight games.
Right. The only continuity was the bad one to start the year pretty much.
Well, but then this last game was also the same O-line they had in
four games,
Cincinnati, I think.
But the one they stuck to was the bad one. The one they were lucky enough to keep
Tim
out
Tim in D.C. also side note, he says, Brady is the king of snot rockets. Just wait for the cold weather to set in.
I just think you have to do it. I mean,
it's hard when you have the football helmet, though, to do snot rockets because a lot of times they get hung up and then they're hanging there like a, you know.
I don't. I wanted you to finish that sentence.
He did a little like
he did. He was doing a hand gesture.
You gotta have some accuracy. You gotta have some. He's the most accurate passer in football.
We're talking about snot rockets.
Yeah, you don't think he can avoid his face mask?
Took it seriously.
He looks at me as if I was really saying something about. This is how protective he is. He like thought that I was saying something about Brady.
But in all seriousness, like I would have no problem doing a snot rocket if I knew the camera was right. I mean. This is my job. I need to, if I'm blocked up, that's adversely affecting me.
If I knew that I was on camera, I would try not to do it, but.
I have a job to do, and I need to be comfortable doing my job.
If you're out there playing football or pitching, the camera's on you, but specifically when you're pitching or you just got the ball back from the catcher, you're not thinking, I can't do it because the camera's on me.
Plus, you're tired and you're trying
to. But he was doing it a lot.
You got to get rid of it, though. You can't keep it in.
You gotta loosen it up. Right.
I did it during the marathon. Paulie. Like you get to that point where you know there's a lot of people, but don't you just need to breathe?
Like you gotta sweat it out, like Paulie.
Yeah,
Paulie. Won't be seeing him no more.
No. Joe from Vermont and Kansas City. On both sides of the ball, which Patriots would start on the Broncos? The only ones I can definitively say are Gronk and Revis. I think Wilfork and McCurdy are maybes, and I don't know much about Denver's linebackers to have an opinion on that position.
Well, Revis and Gronk, yes.
Will Fork definitely would. For Derek
what about Wolfe. Hightower?
I think Hightower would. And I think McCourty would. Matter of fact, I can't even off the top of my head think of the other safety that plays with Wood right now. The kid that gave up the bomb against Baltimore, 26. I feel like Bill, 26. Yeah. Raheem Moore.
Yes.
Yeah, I think McCourty would play over him. I think you'd have a... You'd have more than you think. You'd have more starters than you think.
Was it just defense?
Yeah, I'm not going to break down all the offensive linemen either.
Well, I thought offense would be because it's – imagine that competition, Brady and Manning.
Gronk would.
Like in camp. Really, we're going to have to go in the third preseason game.
We really feel like we
that would be a case where if you have two quarterbacks. I agree with the coach then.
Let's see. Belarco agrees with the caller about Zolak. He's painful. I love Bob Sosi, but Zolak just ruins it.
Yeah, I've never heard any fans complain.
Well, I guess so. I guess I'm wrong. I thought fans loved him.
I think they love him
on the big board, and everyone goes crazy.
Yeah, that annoys me.
Well, speaking of like the little things that you do in how like that crawls up.
People love it though. The crowd goes wild.
That crawls up my butt big time.
I think it's night court in the fifth season lane.
Yeah.
All right. Laurent writes in, love the show except Paul, for the belief that Brady is declining because he just received Offensive Player of the Month.
But can I ask a question? Somebody brought that up earlier, the physical thing, that he's learning to play. And, you know, people have talked about that with, like, Pedro, after he lost his
older pitchers,
his gas and learns to pitch and blah, blah, blah. I don't know how I want to word this. That's declining, though.
Yeah, it is.
Andy, be careful what you say, because then you'll end up
in an
email
like that.
Your performance can be good, but you have
to what you can't do anymore.
I can't speak for the other people who said that he was declining. I never said that he could no longer be successful. I never said that he now sucked. You know, so this whole, like, he had a bad month, then he had a good month. I'm not judging on necessarily the results of how he played. I'm watching him play, and I don't think physically he's the same as he once was. That's all.
That's what we've all said.
But neither is Manning. No, and he's putting up the numbers.
Manning has declined much more than Brady has physically.
Well, yeah,
and he's playing at
you
a higher level.
You have the obvious to point to.
Do you know? I mean, that's all I'm saying. It doesn't mean when you say that someone is in physical decline, doesn't mean that they can no longer be successful.
No, but I think my point is now Pedro didn't do this, but if Pedro goes 24-6, throwing 98 and just blowing people away, and then he goes 24-6. Throwing 92 and pitching a little more, maybe this is just me, but I still consider the 24-6 blowing people away better, more dominant, more impressive, more whatever.
Physically, he wasn't the same as he once was.
Even though you may get the same, like Manning.
He's that good that he was able to figure it out. And I agree with the way the emailer put it, who was, he was, you know, taking some shots at me, but they were right. I mean, he was right to take shots at me. I never said that he was not capable of playing well anymore. I just didn't think that he's capable of carrying it all by himself. I think in the past, he would have overcome in the first month more than he did. Physically, I don't think he was able to do it.
Is Manning as capable of carrying it all?
I don't think so.
I would say no either.
I don't think so.
He's fortunate. I think he has pretty good weapons
right
now.
He has great weapons around him, and I think that he...
If Tammy and Stokely and whoever those other Jags that he made pretty good
like,
for a
like
period
two years
of time...
Ago.
Then I don't think he'd be as good. He wouldn't be putting up the numbers he's putting. But he does have good talent, and he makes use of it. There's no shame in that, right?
I don't feel like there is, but I guess.
You know,
Lauren also says,
I said it, I got to live with it.
Anyway, I always thought that the NFL was about winning and how you do in the playoffs. One thing I don't understand is why NFL.com and other media outlets always say Peyton Manning is the best quarterback when he has one of the worst playoff records. I can't make sense of that.
I mean... I would just say that's why I think Brady's better than Manning to start. But the flip side of it is that if it's all just about playoffs, do you think the Patriots have been a good team over the last 9 years? Because I do. I think they've been one of the best teams in football over the last 9 years in the collective. Maybe not each individual year, but in the collective, they're always in the playoffs. They're almost always winning a game in the playoffs, and they haven't been able to win the Super Bowl. They haven't been able to win enough in the Super Bowl. Their record in their last 16 playoff games is 8-8. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But I still think they're, you know, I don't think it's just about the playoffs. I think that they're still good.
Well, that
because
would
there are 500 teams.
Totally devalue the regular season. Like, there's no impressive nature of Peyton Manning going 12-4 every year to get to the postseason. Regardless of what happens afterwards, you don't give him any credit for that dominance. And remember that stretch where it was like every year, it was like they're going to go undefeated. What are they going to do? What's Dungy going to do?
Yeah.
Because every year they were like, kicking ass through, and I think there's value in that. Like, you compete during the regular season. There's competition going on.
No, I think Peyton Manning's a great quarterback, and I don't even like that argument anymore.
I know. You yelled at us this morning when we taped it for All Access.
Well, I'm a little tired of the argument because it can't be closed until they're done. Like, I think that they both have their resumes, and everybody says, both sides. Well, what happens if Brady wins another one? Mm-hmm. He puts it away. Well, what happens if Manning wins another one? And then, you know, it's 2-2 as opposed to 3-2 in Super Bowls.
So, wait till they're
done. If my aunt had you-know-whats, well, I like to say about the if-then statements. And I, at this point, they've both played for a long time. They've both been incredibly productive for a long time. I feel like Brady's better. Let's just wait to see what happens when the final numbers are there, and we'll evaluate. Mm-hmm. I mean, our buddy Borges... Right, Ron Borges wrote a column, I think, on Tuesday, Freddie, about how Brady is better than Manning. A very logical argument that I think we'd all make. Very, he prorated the numbers because Manning has played about 3 years worth more football than Brady. Manning has played more than Brady because he started 98, 99, and 2000.
Correct.
You know, it's like 40 plus games more. So he prorates the numbers, and he says, well, if Brady just had the average of what he had, here's how the gaps would close. There would be like a 63 difference of 63 touchdowns. That's a huge difference.
See, when Manning,
you know, like, I don't understand how that was supposed to be a
Manning
point.
Manning would
Brady's
have 63
family.
More still than Brady.
Yeah. You know, again, I'll take Brady. And it's because of the playoff argument that Lauren made.
What are you, Zolak? I'll take my Brady.
No, I
Manning sucks.
No, I think, like Fred just said, I think Manning is great, but I think Brady is better. I think Brady has won when it counts more often. And I also think there is an argument to be made that when the team has lost, I think that there have been some times that, like the Seattle game in the Super Bowl, I don't put that all on Brady, but the fact is he did nothing to help his team that day and they got blown out. And I don't see that happen a lot with Brady, in a big spot. Manning last year got absolutely – they got blown off the field by Seattle in the playoffs. And I don't see that happen. I mean, I make some – I'm critical of Brady in a playoff game, but we're talking about 21-17.
I think any AFC team would have gotten rolled by Seattle last year.
That may be true, but I just don't see that happen to Brady when he gets knocked out of the playoffs. The only playoff game I can think of that they just got absolutely blitzed in was the Baltimore one.
Yeah.
Now, the other one, there's been some other losses that weren't that competitive either, that the score looked a little bit better than it was. But I think that that's what makes Brady better to me.
Are you guys getting any group texts right now?
No.
Did you just get something?
You expecting me tonight? Bob?
Bob? Yeah.
Okay, good. So it's not like somebody who wants, you know, have sex with me tonight?
It probably is.
Could be.
Okay.
And then all these other people, question mark, taped, did you mean to send a group text?
Yeah.
Who are all these people?
Yeah, well, I got one of them. I have the number for one of them. It's our buddy Borges. So it must be Comcast related.
I want to get through a few emails on the Sosie Zolak thing, and then we'll get to picks.
And by the way, we love Scott Zolak.
We do.
But I want to state that because I don't want people to think we don't like him.
Christian
him.
Says, I'm a homer. I love Zoe. However, if he was broadcasting for any of the other teams, I'd hate and mock him on a consistent basis. As Paul would say, typical Patriots fan.
No, I think that's – when your radio announcer should be a homer.
David Monterey is a huge Patriots fan and a general fan of football. I love the mix between Zolak and Sosie. It's the professional play-by-play guy paired up with the average Pats fan. You know that 90% of Patriots fans are at home yelling the same stuff at their TVs. Mike says, hey, guys.
You could make an argument there that should you have a job filled by a guy who could be filled by 90% of the guys at home watching their TV?
Mike says,
he's supposed to be an analyst, you know. He's not a cheerleader.
Mike says, I think Zolak is a beast, and Bob sounds like a she-male.
Oh, that's
not nice.
I didn't mean to read that.
Cat in Chicago.
I shouldn't have.
Zolak is a clown. I would vote for getting rid of him, too. He's an embarrassment. Wow. So there's someone who doesn't like him.
Fred's never heard that.
Austin in Toronto, the dude is a beast. Funny story, last year I sent Rook a nasty email after he denounced Zolak's behavior during the Saints game. He really came down hard on the guy. I love Zolak. What's wrong with being a passionate human being? Eric could learn from Zolak.
That's going to strike a nerve. Three, two, one.
Finishing up his email.
Oh, he's chewing. Give me a
minute. Onto the game. It's going to be a beatdown by the third quarter. Papa John is going to have a very shiny forehead. If Eric predicts another Patriots loss and they win, Fred, it's time to move on. Wow.
Be interesting to see what happens.
These picks are going to be interesting.
Hey, you know, got to hurry.
And finally, Brad and Fresno, quick debate. Which has a more prominent red spot, Jupiter or Manning's forehead when he takes off his helmet?
It was unbelievable on Thursday night.
And it's funny because remember when we said we hadn't noticed it as much? And
oh,
then it's
man.
Like,
that's
back,
all you
baby.
Notice now.
Right. He looked like a 14-year-old, you know, high school kid.
By the way, he could have added a third option there that would have made it very funny and somewhat vulgar.
Well, that's why I don't do those kind of things. We're not vulgar.
We're not?
No.
Since
you are.
Who's not vulgar now?
Right. And I'm going to say it. Some in the parking lot.
But when you're saying an actual story, you have to be true to the story.
That's
but
a good
you
point,
you just
Fred.
Throw it in.
That
randomly.
Wasn't a story.
All right.
That was a joke.
Paul, it's picks time. What happened last week?
Did I win?
No, you did not, Andy. Matter of fact, you were on the lower end last week. Eric! Continues the year of Eric.
Oh, my God.
What do we oh, my God, about?
A highlight from the LSU game, a face mask in which the defender ripped the face mask off.
Ripped the face mask right off. Yeah, I saw that.
I think that's the 15. In the old days, that'd be a 15-yarder, not just a 5.
Eric, 12-3. Solid week, despite giving us all a win with the Patriots. I was second at 10-5.
Well, think of that.
Fred and Andy tied for last at 9-6.
No. We tied for third.
Yeah, in this case, last. If I were tied for third, it would have been third. With the spread, as you like to call it, ATS, Eric and I tied at 8-7.
Let's give you the half wave.
Fred, 6-9.
Dictator wave.
Wow.
Andy, 5-10. To spoil the little run we had with all of us over 500.
He spoiled it, too.
It's a bad season.
No, but he's above 500. You're not.
You mean for the season?
Yeah, you were above 500. Now you're no longer above 500. That's just poor to me.
It happens. It's like the thing Manning this week. Did you see that he and Brady are now both have a 700 winning percentage because he got it last week, but if he loses, he'll fall out of 7, so Brady can knock him out of that category.
Yeah, there was another – I forget exactly the numbers, but I think I forget what it was. But it was something about the amount of games over 500 that Brady is. Manning can match that amount of – I forget. It was something like that, though. It's amazing how close the numbers are. You know, how he just hits 100 and then the other guy hits whatever, like home wins and all
this
stuff.
But Fred doesn't think it's a good debate.
I think it's
good discussion.
I think it's a great debate.
Fred doesn't like it.
I think it's the single greatest individual rivalry in the history of sports.
I do, too. Because it's gone on for so long, and that's what makes it so good.
At a ridiculously high level.
Right, that's
for
what
so
I mean.
Long.
Like I said to him, like, you know what was a stupid one? Nomar and Jeter. Nomar's better. Well, you know.
Well, it petered out after.
Really doesn't look
it petered
good.
Petered out after 5 years.
This one can't peter out, like, even and Larry it's always going to be unanswerable.
Larry Bird, Magic Johnson was incredible, but, you know, 86, 87, I say 87.
Right.
Bird no longer was at that level, and Magic maintained that level for a little bit longer. He was younger. Magic was a sophomore when he came out of college. Bird was a fifth-year senior, so there was some age difference there. Anyway, Eric maintains. Well, because I know that we had a hurry.
I think Fred's enjoying it because he's having time to eat now.
84, 36, and 1 is Eric.
That's a good record. Is that the same as in the paper?
No, I have one more win in the paper.
Big lead, though. He's got a 6-game lead over me. I'm 78, 42, and 1 in second place. Andy is 77, 43, and 1.
And Fred.
75, 45, and 1. Loser. So at least we've had the, reverting to the mean. You know, Fred won it all last year. He's
right.
Reverted to the mean. He's back
in the
last place. With the spread,
Andy.
Our guy, Eric, still 67 and 54. I am second at 65 and 56, two games behind, followed by Fred at 64 and 57.
Where the hell am I?
You're in line. 60 and 61.
Oh, I'm only one game below.
Yeah, I know. You were above 500 heading into the week. You
no,
went 5
I know,
and 10.
But after this week, I'll be like 6 games above.
So that's...
No one heard that, Fred.
So Fred just finished eating, so I'm going to read the first game as he gets prepared to do the picks.
He's
tonight,
picking his teeth up for that.
Tonight.
I have a piece of steak in my teeth.
On NFL Network only with Philly Phil Sims and Jim Nantz.
So we have clarified that. Jim Nantz, Phil Sims,
they
NFL
will do
Network.
The games. I also clarified, Freddie, they have not done a game every week. They do double. They do double header games, I guess. So they have done a couple of games,
okay. But they've now done
according
three
games, to my TV sources,
3 games in a week, Thursday to Thursday, or 8 days.
Yeah, yeah. They're out. They have been. They'll do it this week because they did.
What kind of pay bump you get for that?
They did Pittsburgh Indianapolis this week. That 50 something to 30 something game that Roethlisberger threw for 6 touchdowns.
No, I know
that they did that game. So absolutely, but they don't do a Sunday game every week.
But they are doing Thursday every week for the rest of the year.
According to my TV sources. Yeah, I think so.
They're staying on NFL Network.
Yeah, the games are still going to be produced by CBS, but they will air exclusively on NFL Network starting tonight.
Okay.
New Orleans at Carolina. The Saints are a road favorite by 2.5.
The Saints go on the road.
The winless road Saints are a favorite. I don't want to.
They screwed me last week.
Don't want to sway anybody.
Because I gave up on them, and I picked the Packers in New Orleans.
Yeah, that was a hamstring away from winning.
I'll take the Saints, even though my Panthers just aren't very good. Banged up all year, lots of issues. Just they're not going to get it done.
Yeah, I tend to agree. Even though they haven't yet won on the road, I think they get their first one tonight in Charlotte.
I am going to take Carolina. I am going to go with the home team on Thursday night against a team that hasn't won a game on the road. I think that matters.
I'm with Paul. Carolina wins this game.
Calvin Benjamin could bag it, too, and not try because he wants to, I don't know, do something.
Jacksonville at Cincinnati.
He claims he failed his, he dogged his combine 40 time because he wanted to play for Carolina, and he didn't want to get picked too high.
That's an interesting career choice right there.
And
some circles have dropped him down to a 6th-round pick.
But I would also say, like, Why do you want to play for Carolina? Like, where's that from? That legendary franchise.
Where is he from?
I believe he's from Florida.
So, yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Like that legendary franchise that is the Panthers.
Okay, Freddie.
Jacksonville at Cincinnati, Sunday at 1.
Ooh, the odds to win the Pro Baseball Championship in 2000.
Cincinnati by 11. See, Fred, the odds to win the Pro Baseball Championship.
Ridiculous. Cincinnati by 11.
Why do they do that?
That seems like a big number now. I just need you to tell me the opponent.
Jacksonville.
Ooh, not an overly big number. Where is it?
Cincinnati
at home against Jacksonville by 11. I will take Cincinnati to win and cover that. They'll bully that win.
I will also take Cincinnati to win.
But he's going
to
take the points.
Yeah, I am.
You're going to take the points?
I'm going to take the points.
Okay. Yes, I will as well. Jacksonville's played reasonably competitive football most weeks, and I think they'll do it again.
Jacksonville has shown up in spots this year, but I think Cincinnati covers. You know, they've got to decide who they are. And if you don't dominate this team, then...
But not deciding who they are is who they are.
Yeah. That could be.
I mean, it's who they've been.
Yeah.
They're a talented 500 team that'll make the playoffs, never maximize their talent, and all that crap.
They could be. But I'll for this week, I'll say Cincinnati plays well. Tampa Bay at Cleveland, Sunday at 1.
Cleveland by 6.5.
Ooh.
Talk about the march of the tomato cans. Cleveland's schedule.
That's a good line, Paul.
Oakland, Jacksonville, Tampa. That's three straight weeks.
Paul, you can only play who's on the schedule.
Yeah, march of the tomato cans, as Shaughnessy would say.
Well, they're all last place teams playing each other. That's how it works.
I'll just take two bad teams. Paul told me once to take the home team.
The home team. That's
and
correct.
6.5?
Yeah.
Correct.
I'm going to take the points.
You're running, huh?
Yeah, I mean, when your quarterback completes like four passes a game and is like 43% and all that, I think you're going to I don't believe in Brian Hoyer. I love him. I don't believe in him. So I think it'll be close.
I believe Brian Hoyer can lead him to a win and cover with 6.5 at home.
I will believe the same thing. More of a slight to Tampa than it is a nod to Cleveland.
I'm finding I'm agreeing with Andy, which is not good. But I am going to take Cleveland, but I'll also take those points. Sunday at 1, Arizona at Dallas. Big game. Big 1 o'clock game.
Dallas by 4.
Yeah, is Tony Romo playing?
Uncertain.
Jerry Jones says he's fine.
Because he didn't practice on Wednesday,
right? It's a matter of pain management.
Didn't practice.
He's day-to-day, but today's not Sunday.
Can you be serious for
these are the things that Jerry Jones said. These are exact quotes, according to the Twitter machine, because I was reading them on Twitter yesterday.
Who's their backup? Oh, yeah, Whedon.
Whedon, who sucks.
It's in Dallas.
Yeah.
I don't know about Romo.
That's a tough call.
What's the number? 4?
Dallas by 4.
It's a tough one.
I'm going to take Dallas. I'm going to assume Romo plays, and I'm going to say Dallas wins, but I don't feel good about it at all.
Yeah.
At all. I
would have felt more comfortable, obviously, if Romo weren't hurt, but I still think Arizona would have made it a game, and I think they still will make it a game. Dallas to win, but I'll take the points.
Okay.
I will take Arizona to win outright, Romo or no Romo. I think Arizona's a better team.
I think this is a week that Dallas really could use that running game to kick into gear, especially if Romo's hurt.
And that running game is due to not have a good week.
I'm with Eric. Either way, even with Romo at 100%, I think this would have been a good game anyway. I'm going to take Arizona to win.
So you're with me.
Philadelphia.
I took Arizona to win.
No, I know, but Eric made the point about it being a close game.
Oh, okay.
You know. I think that email is right. No matter what I say, you guys jump all over me.
should we get back to
from my perspective, no matter what anyone says, I jump all over.
Because the emailer liked the fact that it was you and Andy now against me.
Against you.
But if you just switch to the boxer briefs, you'll be fine.
Right.
But no one's
crying about it. Lighten up, Francis.
Well, Fred is very sensitive.
I don't mind when you guys beat up on me.
I want to be on the radio. And
they're singing
to
songs about
me. To be on the radio,
me.
You have to have thin skin.
They're singing songs about me. Being on the radio, you have to have thin skin?
Yeah, it seems like everybody on radio has
thin skin. Andy. That's why we can't get in. We let people make fun of us and we don't shoot back.
Philadelphia.
Well, I usually shoot back.
Philadelphia at Houston.
We don't want to fight them. Let's put it that way.
Philadelphia at Houston, 1 o'clock. Philadelphia
by two.
Philadelphia only by two.
By a deuce.
Houston, good football team. Billy O'Brien getting it done, but I'm going to take Philly on the road to get it done.
Yeah, Philly lost last week, correct?
That is correct.
I think they'll bounce back in a very tough game. I think they might even do what they usually do or were doing earlier in the season, go down by double digits and have
mount
a comeback. But they'll still end up winning and covering.
Yeah, I'm going to take Philadelphia. I think they are just a better team than Houston. I don't think Houston's very good with Ryan Fitzpatrick still playing quarterback.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Philly as well. Sunday at 1, the New Jersey Jets at Kansas City.
Kansas City by 9.5.
Woo. 9.5.
I will take Kansas City to win, obviously. And
just do it.
All right, I'll take him to cover. He told me to just do it.
That's correct. He bows to peer pressure. That's the right call, though.
Yeah, I mean, I got to see something from the Jets before I start to take points and think they're going to pull upsets in difficult environments.
Chiefs are probably going to be mad, too, that the Royals didn't win the World Series.
Kansas
City. They're going to take it out on the Jets.
Although Alex Smith is questionable in this game, huh?
Is he? I don't know.
But he's not hurt.
Remember when Fred took him seriously? He used to give us, like, injury reports and stuff.
Yeah,
and
he used to try. I know. Now that he's in last place, he no longer cares.
The Jets.
Because you keep the book.
The Jets play good defensively. 6-0. Kansas City wins this game. So I'll take those points.
6-0?
Yep.
That's it.
Two field goals
or a touchdown? And
two field goals.
Blocked PAT.
Sheldon Richardson will block the PAT.
Yep. So you get that for me?
I did.
6-0.
Yeah.
When you have those kinds of ridiculous picks, I like to record them.
Fred, were you the one telling me that this Cleveland game, they put in a flamethrower scoreboard on the corners or something?
No, in the the Cavaliers' new in their new scoreboard has flamethrowers on each corner.
That seems kind of cool.
It seems cool, but it seems also kind of dangerous.
Yeah.
Well, but
very,
you know,
very dangerous.
Tape rises and all the whole
They've
thing.
They basically tape mastered rises. It. No, but like you watch WWE, they shoot off fireworks. They shoot off everything indoors
from the ceiling.
They usually go from the floor to the ceiling.
Yeah.
Well, it's the same basic thing.
All right. We'll see. We'll
so see. You think tragedy will strike at some point?
I'm saying that there's a chance.
Concerned. I don't think there is. I
agree with you, Fred.
I think they do a pretty good job of making sure all those things are safe and redundancies and safety and everything.
Oh, I'm sure they do, too. You know. San Diego at Miami.
So
Sunday
did Owen Hart
one.
Before he stepped off.
Miami by 1.5.
Who?
Miami by 1.5.
Over?
Jeez. San Diego.
Where is it?
Miami.
I'll take San Diego. They're the better football team. I just don't like picking
Miami. They already played each other this year.
I don't think so.
Who was I thinking of that went to
I don't know,
Kansas
I just,
City? It was Kansas City that went to Miami.
Those are different teams.
Yeah, but you know they're in the same division. Got confused.
They wear different color uniforms. They're not even close in really any aspect.
Last game they played was the at Denver Thursday night, correct?
Correct.
And they put up a good fight. I think they probably, you know, could have won that game if a couple of little plays had gone their way. They're still the much better team than Miami, so the obvious choice here is San
Diego Superchargers. Good timing, Kevin. You got it right on.
I forgot about it, actually. Like, it snuck up on me.
Got you grooving, though, didn't it?
I mean, it's catchy. You can't help but move.
Gotta hurry.
I'm going to take the Chargers, too.
I'm going to take the Chargers, too, but I will not be at all surprised if Miami wins this game. They've been playing pretty well lately.
It was like less than a month ago you thought the Chargers were unbeatable.
I did.
Best team in the NFL, he said.
He did.
Look at their numbers. It's ridiculous.
And it was last week that Miami couldn't move the ball against Jacksonville.
He is just all over the place. He blows in the wind.
Washington at Minnesota.
Vikings by 2.5.
RG3 supposedly playing?
Supposedly.
You got to get my guy back in there.
Who?
McCoy.
Come on now.
The best third-string quarterback in football.
McCoy, Texan.
I'm with you on that.
Come on now.
I told you, I flash back to Cleveland when I thought he had a good game against
UT.
Us.
UT.
Come
on now.
I will go with, I don't like either team.
Well, you got to pick one of them.
Can I, like, be a, you
can
know,
pick a tie.
Obama and a vote present.
Pick a tie.
I guess I'll go with the home team.
Yeah, I don't like it either. It's an ugly game, and I'm not even sure the Redskins would be better with RG3 in the lineup at this point.
Yeah, but, I don't think
so
they will be.
I will take the Vikes.
He stinks, and I don't like Kim.
I'm going
all.
With my theory here, just two bad teams. I agree with these guys. I don't have plus any feeling about these teams, but I'll take Minnesota.
Plus the fact Washington won their Super Bowl last week, so they're going to come down off of that. I'm going to go with
that's
Minnesota.
A good point. Yeah, forgot about
I don't
that
even
too.
Like RG3 in the commercial when it's him
and his mother
with Barr and Tuck, and he's saying, "You took my sandwich." Like, he just comes off as a douche.
Yeah. Seattle at San Francisco, 405. Seattle at, I'm not Seattle.
St. Louis, at San Francisco.
At San Francisco.
Niners by 10.
Niners by 10. The first game of the Mark Barron era in St. Louis. I'll take the Niners to win. I'll take the points.
That's a good call because for a guy that we none of
he's
us ever heard of.
He's a little cocky that he's ahead of me in the standings, giving me his grade on every pick.
You I always used to do that.
Eric is wrong. A-hole.
So how does it feel tasting your own medicine there?
You're stealing my shtick.
Austin Davis has played a lot better, I think, than most people originally gave him credit for. So I do think I'll give the Niners credit in Levi's Stadium, but St. Louis with the points.
Yeah, Rams give them tough time.
They do. In general, they do. I think the Niners are going to blow them out this time. They have some time off coming off the bye. I think they're getting a little bit healthier. They have some guys coming back. I think the Niners will put it together and blow them out.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with the 49ers as well. We'll skip over the Patriots at 425, and we'll go to the...
Make sure you do that, Paul. Yeah. There we go.
We'll go to the Oakland-Seattle game at 425. Oakland at Seattle.
Seattle by Fitting.
Fitting.
Wow.
I'll take Seattle to win and cover. They're bullies. This is a home bully game where they'll bully the other team, for them.
We all taking Seattle?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's go.
So I was right, Eric?
I was really thinking about taking the points, but I won't.
Yeah, we're all taking the points in Seattle.
No, we're all
giving the points in Seattle.
Yeah, now I don't know. Now even John Rook is correcting you.
The bookie jargon.
Congratulations. The nicest. The only professional in the room is even correcting you.
Baltimore at Pittsburgh, Sunday night, 8:30. Baltimore at Pittsburgh. Big game.
Pick them?
Pick
Baltimore em. At Pittsburgh.
Big game.
Pittsburgh
big
coming off a
game.
Big win. Big Ben looking phenomenal.
They were incredible.
Yeah. It's pound for a letdown.
I'm going with Big Ben. I don't think they're a great team. I think they're feeling it. I think he's feeling it. I think Antonio Brown is the best player on the field.
He's incredible.
I think the other side, you've gotten the big plays from Steve Smith. I think those are going to fade as the season goes along. I still think he's old and done, even though he didn't look it for quite a while there. But I'm going with Brown to carry the Steelers.
I can't imagine the Steelers playing as well as they did last week against a really good Colts team and coming out with the same result 2 weeks in a row, especially in a division game against a team that always plays them tough, hard-nosed, low-scoring. And Baltimore coming off a tough division loss on the road where they had that game in hand. Baltimore bounces back. They beat Pittsburgh on the road.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about Baltimore's banged-up secondary, but I am going to agree with Eric and take the Ravens.
Yes. I'm going to go with Pittsburgh. Again, agreeing with Andy. Not good.
Means you're smart.
The last two place guys are lockstep. should bode well.
Indianapolis
bodes well for us moving up the standings,
Indianapolis
bitch.
By 3.5.
At the Giants. Indianapolis at the Giants Monday night.
Used to be a Manning Bowl, but it isn't. Now it's luck. I'll take luck.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Colts.
So we're all on the Colts.
Oh, okay, now we go back to...
I think we start with Fred.
Sunday at 425, Denver at New England.
And we're starting with Fred Kirsch.
What's the number, Paul?
Denver by 3.
Denver by 3. Patriots both ways. Patriots win.
I really thought there'd be something more there.
Let me step back from the edge of my seat because...
Can I get a reason why you're picking against the team that you think is better and just give me a little... Other than I picked the Patriots.
Because he doesn't really think they're better.
Because, no, the Patriots are a game plan team. I don't think, player by player, they're as good as Denver. But I think when you put it together on the field, Belichick, home field, the offense finally playing as good as they can, Brady getting the protection. Obviously, I worry about the defense. But I think that, Belichick's going to go in this with a scheme that will confuse Manning. He's done it before.
Okay.
I think the Patriots are going to win. But when was the last time he's done that? Belichick is confused.
Not recently, but he's done it before.
the answer would be 04.
He's done it before.
He has.
Eric, you can go next since you need
to do it every single time.
I think it's going to be, despite the cold and the wind, I think it's still going to be a high-scoring game. Both offenses are clicking, playing really well against defenses that are not quite at their peak. So I think it's going to be tough for either defense. I give the slight edge to Denver because they have two pass rushers who have a legitimate threat of getting to Tom Brady. But still, I'll say what I said before. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. No punts. And the Broncos win 38-34, so Broncos both ways.
Negativino strikes again.
I like the score, but I have it reversed. I think the Patriots are going to win this game. I think they force a turnover or two. The Patriots have gone, I think, a month without turning the ball over, and they take the ball away with pretty good regularity.
What are
and
they, I think, plus 10 now?
I think that's the difference yes. in the game is a mistake or two. I brought it up somewhat facetiously earlier, but I also think that the kicking game is a big plus in the Patriots' side. I think the offenses, I mean, you're dealing with two of the best in the business at quarterback, so I would expect both of those guys to move the ball, and I think the difference is Rob Gronkowski. The Broncos have no answers. He makes enough plays. 38-34 Patriots, not Broncos.
All right.
I like the home team. I like the wind. I think that will keep scoring down just a little bit. I think that guy earlier, the what did he how did he say 28-24 shootout?
No, he doesn't see it being a big shootout.
I think
28-24.
I think it's going to be in that range. I think the Patriots' stars are aligning. The literal stars on the field. I like Brady. I like Gronk. I like Revis. I think they flood the zones. I think the wind and Bill Belichick and Darrell Revis and Devin McCourty frustrate Peyton Manning. I think the Patriots control the ball with some short passing. Shane Vereen, Julian Edelman will be a big factor in this game.
Okay.
But in the end, Gronk finds the end zone. Revis finds the ball from Manning, and the Patriots stars come out on top.
All right. Well, there you have it. Three of us taking the Patriots.
Another week where it's all everything but Patriots.com, Fred, right?
Three of us taking the Patriots. Eric's got Denver.
We'll take that storyline away from you on Tuesday.
Yeah, but given Paul's record picking the Patriots games this year, Broncos win big.
It's right. True. I'm 4-4.
John Rooks here for the playbook. Hey, John.
Hey, Fred.
What do you think? Or do you want to save your pick for later?
No, I don't mind. I don't mind throwing it out here at the beginning. I have to admit, I think it's going to be a little slightly lower scoring only because I think these two teams will sort of, you know, feel each other up a little, or I mean out.
Whoa!
So much for the professional in the room.
I know. No, I'm just falling into form here, that's all.
Yeah, but you're the...
Kevin was on the phone. I was waiting for the drum rip.
You should be getting me to act like you, not you start acting like me.
Oh, is that what we do?
Yes. You're supposed to set a good example for people like me. I'm young. I'm impressionable.
You're young?
I'm going to go right now.
Just
I really
because you're younger than me, don't make you young.
Overall, it's clearly a toss-up. I think that the Patriots have the advantage. We wouldn't even be talking about it if this game were in Denver. But I understand Eric's point of view in terms of the pass rush. I think that could end up being significant.
Yep.
But I'm also kind of favoring what Andy said a little bit about the momentum that this team has had overall. Right now, I'm leaning toward Patriots 30-27.
Okay. We all think it's going to be a great game, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, we're all predicting.
We almost always are.
Yeah.
Number 16 fits in with the rest of the rivalry, baby.
Right.
Part of the documentary.
All right. Well, I can't wait. Pre-game social at 2 o'clock.
2 on the nose.
On Sunday, so stay tuned for that. And as far as this show, we'll see you next Tuesday.
That was another unpredictable edition of PFW in Progress, the podcast for informed Patriots fans worldwide. Like what you heard from the PFW boys? Then support the show and follow your team even more closely by subscribing to the paper that makes the podcast possible, Patriots Football Weekly. Get your subscription right now by calling 1-800-494-PATS or by logging on to pfwonline.com. There's even a web-only international option for Patriots fans outside the U.S. PFW in Progress, brought to you by the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.